participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, PO Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddle.
Can you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock.
Have I told you you're my favorite? Have I told you you're my favorite?
The Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Let's ask him right now. Is he having a good time?
Hey.
Are you having a good time?
Good time?
Yeah.
Hey, come on. There's no reason.
You're
good morning.
Come on, get there.
Good morning.
Having a good time?
Good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Goddamn, honey. And all the ships at sea. No humps allowed. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. And hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to the Don and Mike Show. A new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
January 16. Phone numbers. We love talking to you. 877-365-3636. That's the national number. From Washington, D.C., our home station, WJFK, 202-432-1067. And from our second home, New York, WNEW, 877-692-1027.
You are overwhelmingly dapper in your cufflinks today.
He's snazzy.
Yeah, now listen.
He's looking sharp today.
Before you bust my balls, everybody listening, about wearing cufflinks. No, not you guys. I mean the listeners. The fact that I'm wearing cufflinks, I would like to just point out that while I am wearing a fancy shirt and my nice grown-up pants and real hard shoes, that the cufflinks I'm wearing are Batman cufflinks.
Which brings it right down to normalcy as far as I'm concerned.
You know, so just so you know, even though I'm dressed up, I'm still a mook.
Sure, why not? It looks good.
Looks good.
And, yeah, looks good, doesn't it?
Sure, yeah, why not?
Being as I was so deep in the Green Bay stuff yesterday, I had the choice to make today whether I wear my Batman cufflinks or my Green Bay Packer cufflinks.
That's good. I like those cufflinks.
Decided to go with the Batman cufflinks, which were given to me by Batman many years ago on
very
a holiday.
Good.
My
Apple.
Friend Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
Hey, it's a new show. Let's take some calls. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don. How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
The G-Man was just referring to two garbage mouths in Washington, D.C. who were tied for 16th in the ratings.
Well, hold on. Run that by me again. You're talking about G. Gordon Liddy?
Correct.
What about him?
He was referring to two garbage mouths on the radio who were tied for 16th in the ratings.
Well, he's talking about two other garbage mouths.
I don't know if he's referring to you or Hopi and Anthony.
No, I mean, I think we're all garbage mouths, but...
We're all potty mouths, but he really ought to focus on his own ship over there, because you know, he's got his own problems over there.
So am I getting the feeling from you that you think that Liddy was talking about us being 16th in the ratings?
That's the feeling I got, but someone won by name.
Someone should tell G. Gordon Liddy that we've changed time slots.
Yes.
And that the afternoon ratings are not our ratings. Our ratings are the midday ratings.
And our ratings, if you listened yesterday, are phenomenal. We're delighted.
We're kicking that old man's ass all over the place. Are you listening to me, Mr. Magoo?
We're having a good time.
Do you hear me, huh?
Yeah, what are you doing listening to that show?
Well, you guys weren't on yet.
Yeah, but we got a great lineup here on WJFK.
Okay.
Yeah. Way to sell it, Mike.
We do.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
What I listen to.
That's true.
Thanks.
All right.
It's what I listen to. Yeah, and I mean, I wouldn't listen to that station you can't get.
No. I urge everyone to call G. Gordon Liddy today if you can figure out, if you can pick up, if you're within a 10-meter radius of the transmitter,
right,
the station that he works on that you can get, like, on a toaster if you live close to the Rockville Pike area, call him up. Bait him into the call. Tell him you want to talk about guns, or you want to talk about what a dick Bill Clinton is.
Right.
And then when you get on the air, say, hey, Mr. Magoo.
Right.
Don and Mike are not in 16th place. Don and Mike are kicking your feeble ass.
Or you could just say, what do you think of Don and Mike's great ratings?
Yeah, and then
that would really surprise him.
And then wait for him to say, well, those two potty mouths. Well, some potty mouths are in 16th place, and then you can drop the bomb on him to say, hey, Afeeb, hey, Alzheimer's, hey, Magoo, Don and Mike are in the midday time slot now, same time slot as you, old man.
And they're kicking ass and taking names.
With Chris Matthews in the room recently.
Wow. Let me grab my Tupperware.
And, of course, pass along our best to his wonderful wife.
Absolutely.
She is fantastic.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Don, I wrote a theme song for you. I was wondering if I could sing it to you now.
A theme song for Don or a theme song for the show?
Actually, this is for Don.
Very good.
Well, okay. I'm
singing out the rest of y'all.
Okay.
Because we talk about Frida, we talk about Bart, we talk about Pax and how his life has fell apart. Talk about Lisa and her sweet, sweet ass. We talk about Buzz and how he likes to smoke the grass. We talk about Ken and what a dick he is. We talk for a slow Joe. And don't forget Rob and the folks in Sacramento. We talk about you. Let's talk about me.
Okay. I'm sure part of that song had to be deleted.
I am sure that there was. I think we all know the segment that was deleted.
Yes, but I hope we were able to convey that man's marvelous gift of meter.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you, my friend.
Have a good day, guys.
Goodbye. See you later.
Another poet weighs in.
I do have to tell you, though, about that that country song that I'm a fan of, the Toby Keith song.
Yes.
Yesterday, leaving the station, get a phone call. Washington Post on the phone.
Really?
Right now. Of course, I'm always worried when it's the Washington Post calling.
Go into a bit of the defensive crouch.
Right now, it's not Ahearn's.
Right.
As a matter of fact, if you were looking for the radio column today in the Washington Post about the ratings, they're not existent. The Post is just...
They haven't replaced Mr. Ahearn's yet?
They decided radio's not important. They don't write about radio anymore.
Right.
So the guy that I spoke to yesterday, his name is Paul. I'm sure you'd recognize his last name from the bylines.
Baldwin?
Fari?
I think it's F-A-R-H-I.
F-A-R-H-I. He writes a lot of... puff pieces for the style section.
Yeah. So I agree. That's the signal, Rob.
What? What do you mean?
The towel?
I don't think he's a towel head.
Oh, okay, all right.
I spoke to him, and I detected no Talibanian accent.
Let me speak to Don Geronimo.
That's so, how they get you.
So I pick up the phone, with a little trepidation. I go, yeah, hello? And he says, hey, listen, first I want to say I'm a big fan of the show, and I heard you talking today about this Toby Keith record.
Right.
And I had never heard the record before, but... Wow, I've been married for 20 years, and I feel about the record just like you do.
Right.
And I would like to write an article about this record. Uh-huh. So the guy interviews me about the record. And then he says, would you mind if I spoke to your wife about the record and the fact that...
Fascinating.
And the fact that you sing the song to your wife.
Right.
And I said, no problem. And he said, well, why don't you call your wife and have her give me a call here at the Post? And I said, no, you know what? I'll give you my number at home. Just cold call her.
Sure.
Just cold call her. Just knock her on
without any warning or anything.
Just knock her on her ass. So he calls me back then, and he says, well, I spoke to your wife, and she was very pleasant, and I got a lot of nice quotes, and I want to tell you that I also spoke to the singer, Toby Keith.
Ah, very good.
Wow. Who mentioned he was glad that the Washington Post is writing this article about his song, and Toby Keith was very proud of the fact that he has the only song in the history of country music,
yeah,
or he, as far as he's concerned, the only song in the history of popular music that and mentions a girl starting her period that has gone to number one on the charts.
Very good. Right. Absolutely.
So we woke up today, and we went down to the mailbox, and of course, there's no story yet.
No. Right.
But just be on the lookout for that.
There will be a story about the song, and you will be prominently featured.
Yes, and so will my lovely Cunny Honey, and I believe Toby Keith, and I will not bother any of you guys today with calling, you know, with singing and calling this song out. I'm not gonna do that. Hello, hotline. Oops, now who was that?
That was interesting. Know.
Because that's the new hotline number.
Right.
That's the brand new hotline number.
Uh-oh.
Right.
No, please.
Hold on. Someone's on the hotline now. Someone's speaking on the hotline.
I'm sure they're doing a star 69.
Who called?
Let's find out. This is important to us.
Bring the number. Oh, Christ.
I hope it's not that guy.
It couldn't be that guy.
Who is that guy?
That guy.
Who is he? Don't know. Where is he? Gone.
Out of area. Could have been a wrong number.
Wasn't the other guy out of area?
No. No, the other guy was in area. We had his number.
Well, we'll see.
Okay, we'll find out. Oh, that would be a pisser. Yeah.
That would indeed.
Okay, let's move on with the show. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man. I'm calling from Louisiana, and I really like y'all's show, man. It's hard to make it through the day without listening to you.
Who stole the hot sauce?
I'm sorry. I just had to say that.
Thank ye.
It's the song I was listening to last night.
Who stole the hot sauce?
Thank ye. We appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Right. Rebel Yell.
Baton Rouge.
Roll Tide. Or whatever. Roll Tide, that's the wrong thing. Hey, Rob,
that's Alabama, Don.
You turn that thing on there so I can take these calls. Hello, Jimmy, Don and Mike show. You're on the air. Hello, Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, buddy.
Hey, what's happening? I had a bad connection there. I'm the guy that called his cousin called Robert Blake Hotshot.
Your cousin called what?
Remember when I called him? We saw Robert Blake in the mall. He called him Hotshot.
Oh, right. I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. How's it going? Yeah. I just want to know. You guys are down in D.C. today, right?
Yes.
All right. Did you hear anything about the shooting of Martin Luther King High School in New York?
I didn't hear any more. I was looking for that, and I didn't find out anything more about it.
Yeah. It was on the news. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just curious, because, like, when it happens everywhere else, Middle America or whatever, it's like national news, you know what I mean? It just goes to show how kind of wacky this city is, man, you know?
And were there a lot of people killed?
No, two students were shot by a gunman who got past an amazing amount of security at Martin Luther King High School. Where
now,
they've been
gunman
having
or was it another student?
He's just identified as a gunman at this point.
Wow. I would just like to point out that, here's stalker alert, that Martin Luther King High School in New York is just four, five, six blocks away from the apartment building that I and Mike live in, and I would just like to say that up until the time that Mike became a resident,
there was no crime at all.
It was a crime-free neighborhood.
I have brought with me, as is usually the case, the bad element.
Mm-hmm.
Just go out there and start passing out some packs. We'll do us all a favor, will you?
You know, maybe I will. Maybe I'll go up to the high school when I'm up in New York again, and I'll just hand out Paxil. So all those kids can calm down.
Help. I said to Mike on the air yesterday, you move in 1 week. 1 week after you move in, a shooting at the high school up the street.
Yeah, I'm going off the Paxil, though.
Hold on a second. Let me interrupt you because we have a major announcement here from Mike.
Well, I'm talking to one doctor today. I mean, not a doctor, but a counselor, that I'm going to call this doctor guy because this is, it's not working, and I don't want it to continue. I'm talking about the plumbing.
The sexual problems?
I am talking about that. That is, that unfortunately is far too significant for me to accept. So I'm going to seek out another medication to, you know, switch to, and I'll let you know what it is, if indeed it's anything at all. We'll see what happens, but it is not working properly, and I don't want it to continue to work properly.
But how long have you been on the Paxil? and you're sick also.
You know, that sounds really good.
How long have you been on the Paxil?
Been on the Paxil since December 17th. For about 18th. 4 weeks. December 18th.
So really, I mean, did you ask your doctor? I mean, is that within...
I haven't talked to him since he gave me the second prescription for it. And at that point, I had made a brief mention, and I didn't make it serious enough. So now that I have an opportunity to tell him, hey, this is a really big deal, hopefully he will, he'll switch the drug and switch me to something else. I hope he does. I really do.
We had a caller who said you get past that once you get past the six-week mark, so you'd have to hang in at least another 2 weeks.
Well, I'll be willing to do that if he says that. I'll ask him about it, but it really is frustrating. It's driving me somewhat batty.
Yeah, I can understand that.
So you're trying again?
Yeah, I was trying by myself.
Oh,
yes, I'm embarrassed to try with my wife again because I just don't want to because it embarrasses me.
Yeah.
So I sneak off into a corner and try it myself, and then it doesn't work.
Have you ever thought about...
She's sick, too, so she had a doctor's appointment today, and so I was trying, and it just was, you know, it was very, very embarrassing.
Have you ever thought about faking it with your wife?
No.
I've never heard of a guy faking.
No, we have that. We had that discussion where a guy can, you know, where a guy will go, you know, oh, and he doesn't, you know.
But there's never been a reason for a guy to.
No.
A guy who's not on Paxil.
But I don't want to, you know, I don't want to fake it. I enjoy that moment. You understand?
Yeah,
I
mean, no, I'm with you.
In fact, I enjoy that moment so much that I'd rather be like anxiety ridden and still be able to do that, okay. If you know what I mean.
With you.
But I also have heard that you don't, you know, you don't take this lightly. You don't just stop taking it. You
yeah, that's right.
Ease yourself off of it. And I will follow my doctor's orders and, you know, I will do the best thing.
All right. Well, let us know what Dr. Mengele says.
I will. Absolutely. I'll let everybody know exactly what my course of treatment is. And that probably won't be till next week that I get a chance to sit down with him.
Let's go to Katie. Katie, hello. Don and Mike show. Katie, buddy.
Yep.
Hi, honey.
Dan, I know you said you were going to stop talking about the song, but I just wanted to let you know you guys got me laughed at the gym last night because there I am on the Stairmaster singing that song.
Oh, the Dumb Toby Keith song?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, are you singing it? Is there a significant other in your life?
Yeah.
So you're singing it through his mouth or what?
No, just standing on the Stairmaster singing, not even realizing I was doing it, singing until somebody started staring at me.
Are you singing it from a female perspective?
I wasn't singing it from any perspective. I was singing it because I couldn't get it out of my head.
Just singing it. Mike, I can't help it. I've started another national phenomenon.
You have, Don. This is sweeping the nation. All right,
you have, and you said you were going to leave us alone about it today, but the whole 10 o'clock hour was that song.
Oh, is that where they replayed on NEW today? Oh, sorry about that.
So it's fresh in my head again. Thanks.
All right.
You're welcome.
I forgot about the replay hour on WNEW.
You.
Let's go to Joe. Hey, Joe. Don and Mike show. Hello. Joe.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I have some info about that.
About what?
Martin Luther? It was a student.
Oh, it was. Okay. Well, that's too bad.
Yeah, absentee.
I guess it doesn't matter. If there's somebody shooting people, it doesn't matter, but I don't know.
You know the reason, though.
Yeah, because I moved into the neighborhood.
Mike's in the neighborhood. All right, thank you. Let's go.
Old evil Mike, you know. That's like when neighbors, like, peeking out their apartment doors going, oh, my God, look who's moving in.
Let's go to Vic. Hello,
here.
Victor, Don and Mike show. Hello, Vic.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Hey, buddy. We're doing great.
Dr. Martin Luther King School in New York is one of the worst schools in the country. There's a music school right next to it. Students from that school are not actually allowed to go out during the school hours because it is so dangerous. And when Dinkins was the mayor, that school was like the war zone.
All right, thank you. Making me feel a lot better about the neighborhood we've moved into. Thank you, my friend. See you later.
Fascinating.
See you later.
Had a lot of trouble. They have metal detectors, 14 safety agents, and 2 police on duty at that school at any given time.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know where it is? Yeah, it's right up, if you go up 66, you go up about 4 blocks, it's right off Amsterdam Avenue.
Okay.
Right. I mean, you can't miss this big, gigantic... No pun intended. Big, it's a big brown building.
Isn't it right by Lincoln Center?
Yeah.
I mean, that's not a bad area.
It's very close.
And the music school they're talking about is not any music. It's Juilliard.
Right.
Wow. Yeah, right.
It's the music school in the nation. I mean, it's pretty strange.
Absolutely.
Correct. Kevin. Hello, Kevin. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What's up, man?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, that fag, Elliot in the morning, right, must have cut the cheese this morning.
Yeah.
And start laughing. He's going to start yell out EGOD.com. Tell him imitators stop biting off y'all.
You know, listen, that guy, I want to...
Probably a little worried about the ratings is what his situation.
I want to tell you something. That guy, this guy, Elliot in the morning. First off, you never trust the guy who has in the morning after his name.
No, absolutely. You distrust anybody with that on their show.
And whether it's Jack Diamond or this guy Elliot or whoever it is, if a guy has in the morning after his name, you know...
He's immediately coming out and telling you you're an idiot.
Yeah, he's a douche because he's telling you the time of the day that his show is on. Like, it's Don and Mike in the midday.
Right.
You know, come on, you know what time we're on.
Yeah, but the guy, I don't like people biting from y'all, man. Listen, y'all the radio gods.
The guy has baited us for the 2 years that he's been on the air in D.C.
Right.
The guy listens to the show religiously, quotes stuff off the show religiously, and is desperately trying to get our attention, trying to pull a Jack Diamond on us so
right.
that we talk about him and his ratings go up. And the reason, listen, it's very coincidental that he would start this today.
Right.
Because the ratings came out yesterday, mm-hmm. and he got his ass pounded in the ratings yesterday.
He did indeed.
He
absolutely, a prick.
He absolutely, he got slammed yesterday. So that's why he started that. Yeah, what else?
When you going to get your mullet, man? You like NASCAR, country music, and
that's right. Yeah, we're waiting for the mullet. You know, you can still do a pretty good mullet.
I can't do the mullet because I got the bald spot.
But, I mean, you can still grow it like Terry Bradshaw and, you know, grow it like, you know, way down.
That doesn't stop a lot of
way
people.
Way down low. No, I'm not getting a mullet.
Okay.
I am not getting mullet. Thank you, my friend.
Rob and I were watching the latest fantastic Terry Bradshaw, Toby Keith commercial up in the office, and Rob said, I may be going bald, but not that bald.
Oh, what, Terry Bradshaw bald?
Terry Bradshaw has the perfect, you know, chrome dome with the circle of hair, of long hair.
His forehead starts below his ear in the back.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's an amazing forehead.
It is.
Hello, Anna. Donna Mike Show. Anna, hello. Or is it Anna?
Hello.
Hello.
Anna,
hello.
Anna,
tell me your dream, Anna.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing great, thanks.
Good. I'm a drug rep, so I wanted to talk to Mike about Paxil.
Yes, ma'am.
He's got two options.
Yes.
Have you ever tried Viagra?
No, I'm not going to take one drug to I'm not going to get into that so
okay, well, then talk to your doctor about Celexa? Yeah, it's got a lower incidence of sexual dysfunction.
And it's the same stuff as Paxil, basically?
Exactly. It's an SSRI.
What's the name of it?
SSRI.
No. Is it called
Have Sexa?
No, did you say Celexa?
Celexa, yeah.
Because it sounds like Anne Heche, remember?
Akines, Akafonta Tuna Dome.
Celexa, that's Anne Heche's alien name.
Her name was Celestia, remember?
Celestia.
That was Anne Heche's name when she told us that she is crazy?
Akines, Akafonta Tuna Dome.
There she is.
I really think if I was taking the Paxil and taking the Viagra, but isn't the Viagra just for... To get wood?
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, I don't have erectile dysfunction.
No.
You have a decreased libido.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Well, how often do you...
I mean, what I'm talking about is the... I don't get that York peppermint patty sensation anymore. That's what my problem is.
You can... So you can get aroused.
Oh, blue steel.
It's just nothing happens. You got no gentleman's relish.
And nothing happens at all. You know, I mean, I don't get to that point. That's what I'm talking about. And isn't Viagra, isn't that for,
that's for
getting the wood.
That's if you're Mr. Softy. Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm a little worried that you're a drug rep.
That just dilates the blood vessels in the penis.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Thank you, honey.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
See, you're getting Mike turned on right now.
Yeah. She gone?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
she's gone. I'm
what a drag.
She's out of there.
I just like that last part there. Dilate the blood vessels in the penis.
Hello,
get her back on the line.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
It's been a long time. I want to know if Mike's still a pedophile, seeing he's on the Paxil these days.
Oh, get out of here, you douchebag. Let's go to, Joe? Joe, hello.
Hey, man, how are you guys going to ride all over Elliot's ass? If you were in the morning, he'd be stopping your asses out, too.
Right. Can I tell you something? According to the ratings, which I've got in front of me.
What's that?
The ratings we have in the midday are bigger than the ratings that idiot has in the morning.
So what does that tell you? What does that tell you, Grasshopper?
That tells you that he's on his way, moron.
Listen, he was on his way. Well, he's going backwards. He went down, sir.
That's fine. And you guys never fluctuate up and down?
Never.
No. We've always gone up.
You're full of crap.
Hey, listen.
You know what our track record is in this market for 16 years?
How long have you been in the goddamn market? You got to be in this area forever.
But do you know what our track record is in that 16 years?
I have no idea what your track record is.
It is probably the most successful track record of any show that has ever been in Washington, D.C.
Tell your boy... To just do his own show and not try to copy this show every day.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
My boy does his own show, suck ass.
No, he actually rips us off.
Well, your moron listeners are listening to him anyway.
I love
it.
My moron listeners like you.
No, not like me.
No, hold
on.
Once
in a goddamn lifetime, I'm on my way home early one day flipping the channels.
Yeah, this is the one time you just happen to be flipping the channels.
Right,
that's why.
That's the one time that you happen to be listening to the show.
You just happened to hear what we were saying, which means you were listening, dumbass.
But it was the only time, Mike. It was the only time.
Right, right.
It was the only time he's ever listened to the show.
Please,
F you, douchebag.
There you go. The numbers speak for themselves. There is no need. And you're going, obviously there's a little bitterness, you know, from certain individuals in, you know, in this city that are a little frustrated that that they didn't do as well.
Right. Face it, the guy on DC 101 got hammered in the ratings. But we should also mention, more good news, Jack Diamond got hammered in the ratings.
Yeah, we were really happy about that, too.
Wow.
Yeah, very nice.
Yeah, that was sweet.
Yeah, thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Rob. Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Hello.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Guten Tag, Rob.
Hi.
That's two greetings for Rob, right?
Yeah. Well, see, I screwed up because I really wanted to get the Guten Tag thing in there.
Right.
Yeah. But I screwed up.
No, you made up for it. That's all right. It's
fine. What can we do for you?
I'm going to kind of go downhill with this call, I think, because I'm calling up to kind of complain about it. I'm calling from New York and we got the replay hour.
Yeah.
And what was with that bit? That was from yesterday, the Kathy Lee bit?
Yeah, they replay an hour of the show from yesterday.
The hour for me took 3 hours. That was the most monotonous thing I've ever heard.
Okay, you know what? I'll say to you again. If it was so bad, why did you listen to it?
Well, I mean, there's nothing else up here. So you got me.
Oh, now listen. Like, now, you know what? We heard that.
You're gonna end this way.
We heard that for years.
What is it? The low pressure system that's coming in? Is that what it is today?
You know, I'm so freaking tired of hearing this from you people. We used to hear this for years and years when we did the afternoon show. People would call and say, "Boy, you suck." And we'd say, "Well, why did you listen?"
No, I got nothing else to listen to.
There's nothing else to listen to.
I'm not necessarily saying you suck, nor am I saying that you're forcing me to listen to you. But there is nothing else on right now, so I do happen to tune in.
Well, no, there's plenty of stuff to do besides listening to the radio.
You don't have to get defensive. I mean,
I am getting very defensive because you are attacking our show.
You are attacking the quality of this program.
Indeed, I am. And I can say with most certainty that every part of it is not crappy.
And I would say to you that
this part, I can damn well speak for others.
Now, let me tell you something. I go through the script every single day. And in the entire time we've been doing this show, not one script is anything short of perfect when we do our sketches.
The writing is delicious.
Right.
Indeed.
The writers' meetings are fantastic.
Listen, I'm telling you that objectively, I keep a scorecard every day of the shows that we do. And I'm being totally objective. I look at it from third person, from outside of the box.
You're a tough reader.
And I'm telling you that I'm seeing it, and yesterday's entire show was an A+.
Another A+, and that's how many?
Minus the Kathy Lee.
How many in a row have we? How many A+s?
Well,
have we
Mike, as I look back over the 16 years of shows we've done together, we've never had anything except an A+.
That's incredible. That is really, really incredible.
If I go back to even grading myself when I was a disc jockey by myself, when I played records and stuff,
right.
All A plus,
straight A's,
a
perfect score,
straight A's, my entire life. Sorry,
I guess all I could say now is good day to you, sir, and I will look forward to next time you call your wife, probably a scheduled 5 minutes.
And again, see now that's another, you got another bitch with the show, but I would say if you've got a problem with me calling my wife, why are you listening? It's a given. Yeah, I'm gonna.
Went over that part already.
I'm
moving on. You're staying with that part.
I'm gonna. No. Because that is the concrete of this argument. I am going to call my wife. I do call my wife on the show all the time.
Yes, you do.
I do it all the time. Yes. That's not a surprise.
Yes, you do.
So you know I'm gonna do it. I'm not going to change it. I've done it for 16 years. I've done it for 20 years, the whole time I've been married to her. I've had her on the show. So you know I'm going to call her. You know I'm going to have her on the show, yet you're choosing to listen.
I don't want this gentleman. I don't want you to listen anymore. I'm sorry. I've had it.
Sorry.
I have simply had it. Yeah. I forbid you to listen to this show anymore.
Okay. Good day, sir.
Thank you.
Good
goodbye.
Day to you, sir.
There you go. Bye-bye. We took care of that.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best way.
Good. I said good day.
You know, but I want to just say again, God bless those people, because those people are the reason that we've been so successful all these years. Because you have the people who call up and say, I hate your show, or I don't like I don't like an aspect of the show, or I don't like this part of the show. But you know what? The key is, they're listening.
Yeah, and I think everybody's got to embrace every Aspect.
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 Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi.
That last guy who just called to bitch about you guys from Elliot in the morning, he's a regular caller there.
Yeah.
His name's Panty.
Okay.
Panty waste of life, actually. But
don't care.
But you know what? You got to understand, and he doesn't understand, the show satisfied different palates of listening pleasure.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
I like the way that sounds.
You know, it's just two different types of shows, and, you know, he's listening, obviously, to both shows.
You know, I would describe radio really as hyper-competitive, and I think that's why these callers exist. In any other form of media, you get competition. You get competition that's primarily behind the scenes. In radio, you get hyper-competitiveness that is all out there for everybody to participate in and listen to. And you know what? I find it, of all the things we've been doing in 16 years, I find that one element of this job a little tedious, because it's the same guys doing the same blustering, doing the same "we're fantastic," and it gets really, really old.
And we have been here for 16 years, and they bring them all. They parade them in and out of town in front of us, and every time they come in with the same thing, they, you know, oh, we're going to be the guys to be the new kings of radio, and then, you know, 3 months later, they're off. They're gone.
The fact of the matter is,
they're moving down to Jacksonville, or they're going down to Birmingham.
There are a gazillion radio stations all around the country. People have different tastes. People like different things, and we're very successful, and we have been for a very long time, and we're grateful for it. We love the people that support this show, and they've supported it for a long time, and that's the end of it. I mean, that's the way it works.
And you know what else? We love the people who support the show when they call to say that they don't like the show, because first off, they're calling because they're listening.
That's exactly right. And when you get a call from a guy who says, I hate your show and I listen to it because it's the only thing on, and then he quotes something that we said 2 weeks ago, you know that he's listening every day.
That's why you're the radio god.
And the best one is, this is the first time I've ever listened.
Right.
I just happened to be...
Sure.
I happened to be tuning the dial today. This is the first time I've ever listened, which is what the first douchebag...
Exactly. And, you know, one thing about this guy, Elliot, is he has, on a number of occasions, we think, just to get our goat, stolen bits from us. Specific, literal bits that he's taken from us. So, you know, and that's what he does that, I think, to get a rise out of us. I don't know, because I'm not inside his head.
He wants the attention, because he knows that
he's either doing it thinking we won't know, or he's doing it because he wants us to, you know, get going and talk about it.
When in reality, if the guy had any balls, the guy he'd be taking on is the guy he's in competition with,
right,
which is Stern.
There you go.
But he never mentions anything about Stern.
Oh, no. Doesn't seem to want to do that.
Afraid to mention him, I guess.
I believe that's what it is.
Action that much anymore, though.
What?
That Stern doesn't have that DC connection to him.
Well, Howard Stern's kicking his ass in the ratings.
Oh, yeah, of course.
No, that's not of course. I mean, he is. He's kicking his ass, and that's, you know, that's as of yesterday.
Yeah.
And those are the newest ratings.
Oh, wait, are we allowed to say Stern's name?
We have never had any gag order.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we did for a while, but there, as far as I'm concerned, there's no gag order. And they shouldn't be cutting this out of the show, because we're saying that the guy has good ratings.
That's right.
Yeah, you're complimenting him, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not complimenting. I'm just stating a fact, though, that if you're talking about his show on WJFK against the guy on DC 101.
I mean, it is a hyper-competitive business. It really is. There's more open competition in this than there is in the NFL.
Like if you want to know the disc jockeys that we want to talk about right now in the time slot we're on now, we want to talk about G. Gordon Liddy. We want to talk about Rush Limbaugh.
I can't hear you, though.
We want to talk, G. Gordon. Yeah, well, neither one of them can.
Yeah, there you go.
We want to talk about,
if we were in the room together.
We want to talk about Jim Rome. We want to talk about Dr. Laura. We want to talk about all the dum-dums that are on at the same time as we're on, with the exception of Jack Diamond. Jack Diamond is the only one who gets an exception, because we've hated him for so long.
Well, yeah, and he's like a bit when we talk about him. That's
right.
I mean, he's a good bit with the, you know, jive-ass stuff he does all the time.
Yeah. All right, thank you, my friend.
Thanks.
Listen, with all of this, I've not even had time to mention that tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it's your fighting Don and Mike Gunner Balls.
Go Balls!
Tonight, hot balls in action.
All right.
Come see Ebony and Ivory as the all-white Don and Mike team, the Gunner Balls,
yes,
takes on Mr. 40 and his urban posse. And we will be at Strength Bethesda, our brand-new home lanes,
That's tonight, 8 o'clock. Strength Bethesda's on West Bard Avenue, right off River Road in
Bethesda, Maryland.
Yes,
yes, Maryland.
For information, go to www.strengthbethesda.com. And I understand that Mr. 40 is coming on the show today to talk some smack with us.
Well, I'll look forward to that.
So we'll see you guys tonight.
Yeah.
We're bowling against Mr. 40 at our brand new home lanes. This is going to be where we, in the D.C. area, where we do all of our bowling at. Strike Bethesda, right off River Road in Bethesda, Maryland.
All right.
Love to see you out there. Let's go to Eric. Hi, Eric. Don and Mike show. Hello. Are you there? Eric, buddy. All right, how about Kevin? Kevin, are you there?
Oh, Kevin.
Hello. Yeah, hi, Kevin. You're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I was just talking about y'all's apartment. Didn't y'all check out the area of your, before y'all got the apartment? I mean, don't try to put this on Mike. I mean, it, you know, that area ain't the best of areas. I mean,
well, no, listen,
I think it's a nice area.
I talked to Robin. Rob told me it's one of the whitest parts of New York City.
Yeah, really?
For Christ's sake, sir, there's an Eddie Bauer there.
No, I'm just saying because you guys got money, right?
What?
The intro says you guys can bling more than maybe posse in the room. I'm saying, why don't you just, you know, move to the Upper West Side, you know, where the real money
is.
Well,
because we really don't have bling. That's just a tape of Carson Daly.
Yeah, it's a tape we play to make us feel special.
But someday you could get a deluxe apartment up in the sky.
Up in the sky.
To the east side.
Thank you, my friend. I think our neighborhood in New York is nice. Yeah. There's not been any major crime until Mike moved in.
Yeah, I mean, I brought it along with me, and I bring it everywhere I go. Ask my neighbors here in Virginia. It's the same thing.
Let's go to John. Hey, Johnny, Don and Mike show. I know we got a break, right, Rob?
Right.
Hello, John, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey,
I've listened to you guys since day one. I live in Jersey, but man, do I have a bitch today.
Uh-oh. Okay, all right.
Mike, how could you sit on the radio and tell you people that you got a problem that you go too long? I mean, I don't have that problem. I'll give the girl the best 3 seconds of her life.
Now, just a minute, sir. Let me clear it up for you. It's not a question of going too long. It's a question of not being able to finish at all.
Because of Mike's medicine he's taking, he can't geesh.
Mike, you're a stud. Admit it.
No, I'm not.
Good day.
No, I'm not,
sir.
Thank you. See, he just thinks that, you know, going all night, I'm far too selfish for that.
Yeah, no, listen, I agree with you. What's the point if you can't get your sweet release?
You're absolutely right.
Hello.
I will be dealing with this.
Linda. Hello, Linda. Don and Mike show.
Hello, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi,
guys?
Linda. Hi,
I just
honey.
Wanted to congratulate you guys because at first I was one of those Radio Chick listeners.
This is Glenn the janitor.
How are you doing?
This is Glenn the janitor.
You got it, Mike?
Rob got it.
Oh, Rob got it? Hi, Glenn.
Come on, Glenn.
Hi, Glenn.
Or some other guy.
No, Rob's probably right. It's probably Glenn. Glenn!
Glenn would fess up at this point if it was him.
Yeah. Johnny, did you hang up on him? Glenn, no, he's still there. Hey,
yeah,
Glenn.
You're breathing. Come on, Glenn.
Glenn.
Talk to us. Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah, it's Linda.
Linda. No, it's not Linda.
It is. My name is Linda, and I'm calling from New York.
This is a guy pretending to be a girl.
No.
This sounds like your Michael Jackson impression almost.
No, I just have a cold, guys. I'm sorry if I'm sounding a little funny, but my throat is hurting me and my ears are hurting me, too.
All right. Might be a testicular virus.
I think it's a woman.
Well, now I think it might be a woman.
All right, let's take a vote. Let's just take a quick vote. Who thinks it's Glenn the janitor or someone else pretending to be a guy?
I think it's a man.
I did at first, and then now I don't.
Me too. Who doesn't think so? Who thinks it's a woman?
I think it's a woman. Right.
You got three of us who think it's a woman, and one of us who thinks it's a man.
Well, the three guys won.
The three guys won because you're all woman?
Yeah, I'm all woman. I'm calling here from Times Square, and I just wanted to congratulate you guys on your show.
Well, thank you.
Because I listen to you guys every day faithfully, and I was listening to all those other crazy other radio stations, but I faithfully listen to you guys, and I just wanted to congratulate you
guys.
Well,
God bless you.
Very nice.
Okay, you have a great day.
See ya.
Bye, babe.
Bye-bye.
Well, I was ready for the party,
guys. Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, but it didn't come.
No, it sounded real.
Just like me.
Okay, it sounded real. Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello. Who's this? Are you there?
Hello.
All right. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hi, I'm calling about yesterday. I work, I'm a rehab specialist for a company. And I was at a nursing home yesterday, and I was repairing this woman's wheelchair. And when you had that bit on with Mike with doing Regis Sylvan, and you were talking to people from Seattle, these women actually believe that that was Regis Sylvan.
Oh, you know, that reminds me. We've got we have to place a follow-up call to find out if those two DAs actually got up at 4 o'clock in the morning Seattle time.
Waiting for the Regis camera crew.
But, I mean, Mike, it was priceless, because I'm sitting there dying trying to repair this wheelchair, and these women are, like, cackling like hens, calling other people into this room to listen to this.
Listen to how angry Regis is.
Oh, my God, it was unreal. And they're like, oh, my God, I don't know if I should watch your children. And I should call in and make a complaint about Regis and Ribba and all that. And I'm sitting there dying. And the sad part about it was is that when you got off the radio, they're like, oh, my God, he just talked on it. I didn't know he was like that at all. Oh, I was dying.
Regis. Fantastic.
Angry, dirty Regis.
That's good. Thank you, sir.
I think we'll wait until the top of the hour until we go on in Seattle to call those guys.
Yeah, talk to them about, hey, did you get ready for that camera crew?
And then we'll let everyone in Seattle in on what happened yesterday.
The big practical joke.
Because they only get the show for 3 hours a day. That's four people in Seattle.
Jeff out there in his parka.
Phone number 877-365-3636, 202-432-1067 or 877-692-1027. Use whatever number suits you. You the best. Call 100 right now. Good luck, okay? Call in.
This is the Don and Mike Show. H to the Izzo, the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hey, I remember that one for a time while. The Get Off My Leg tape.
Get off my leg.
Get off my leg. Call 100 times. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey. No way.
Who's this?
My name's Carl.
Hi, Carl. Where are you from?
From Stafford, Virginia.
Carl, my friend, you won the WWF Royal Rumble prize pack. WWF Royal Rumble in demand in your home Sunday, January 21st at 8 p.m. Is that this weekend?
I believe it is.
Royal get Rumble. Out of here. I've listened to you guys forever. I never get through and do this. This is wonderful.
Well, enjoy the Royal Rumble. Call Comcast or Cox Cable System now to order Royal Rumble.
Royal Rumble.
Thank you for listening.
You guys are God.
Thanks.
Remember, even God gets persecuted.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Hold on just a second. I did watch The Chair last night.
So did I.
Which I found to be worse than The Chamber.
Horrible. John McEnroe, horrible host.
You know, they say that they're going to lower the crocodile, the alligator, down. And what they do is they just kind of dangle it in front of the girl for 8 seconds, and then they lift it back up again.
Did it have its mouth strapped when it came down?
Yeah, it had like
a rubber band around its mouth, right? So it couldn't open its jaws.
A muzzle.
Yeah. If you're really going to make that alligator scary, you know, you have it snapping at the guy.
That's right.
And the whole thing with monitoring the pulse rate.
I didn't believe it.
Seemed to be BS.
I swear to God, not to sound like John Lovitz, but I thought it was fixed. Because, I mean, that first guy that they had in the chair, with his heart rate going up to 140, then down to 94, then up to 140 again, I couldn't believe it.
And the questions, just like on The Chamber, were for tards.
Yeah, like kudos.
One of the questions was, which song did Bruce Springsteen not write?
Right.
Small Town, Hungry Heart, Born in the USA, Born to Run.
Right.
And the broad in the chair, now she's keeping her pulse rate at 85.
The brunette, right.
And dumb John McEnroe is saying to her, you are doing a beautiful job of keeping your pulse rate. Look at that. That's marvelous.
Or are you saying you've done real good?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, she said about 10 times.
It's a question that, I mean, you could go out on the street and ask someone who doesn't know anything about music. And
right.
And it's obvious. Small Town is the John Mellencamp song, and the other three are the Springsteen songs.
Very easy.
I mean, that's the variety of how hard the questions were.
If you have to give a nod to one of the shows, you have to go with The Chamber.
Yeah, you'd have to.
Because The Chamber
to say,
really puts the contestants through a lot more.
Yeah, well, I mean, they put them up to 140 degrees and then down to 4 degrees.
And John McEnroe, you got to subtract points for him as host.
Yeah.
I don't know whose idea it was to get him in there.
I've always liked John McEnroe. I think on the tennis broadcast when I watch Wimbledon and stuff, on the occasion I watch it, I find him to be...
He's a very outspoken color commentator.
Real good, real opinionated, not afraid to say when a guy sucks or when a girl sucks. And
if you're going to get a tennis player, get Anna Kournikova.
The last time I had heard news about John McEnroe, I thought he was going to do an afternoon radio show.
Right.
That was the last rumor I'd heard about John McEnroe, but...
The controversial, outspoken John McEnroe.
Yeah, the chair.
And grammatically challenged.
Yeah. That is a sad chapter in the life of John McEnroe, and I got to agree with you, although I think both shows blow.
Right.
I give the nod to the chamber over
the
chair.
Well, the chamber, you know, they really do get it down. I mean, I was watching it the other night when it got up to 140 degrees, and then they put it down to 4 degrees, and the people came out with a frozen head.
But still, both shows... Dumb that you're going to strap someone in a chair
right.
and you're going to do bad stuff to them while they have to answer, like, the easiest Trivial Pursuit questions on Earth.
Yeah, it doesn't make a lot of sense, does it?
No, so anyway, that's the update on the chair. Now, we do have a new contest, one of our new contests. We're going to tell you about it today. The Win a Las Vegas Style Show at Your Home contest.
Very good.
We are going to be giving away a Las Vegas Style Show. We haven't gone out and done one for 6 or 7 months since we changed the time slot. We're going to come to your home. And we're going to come to your home on Super Bowl Saturday. So you have a Super Bowl party at your house the night before the Super Bowl.
Right.
We're going to come to your home and bring a Las Vegas-style show to you and to as many friends as you can cram into your basement. It's going to be all of the regular Las Vegas-style stuff. Mike and I come out. We do our shtick.
We'll wear tuxedos.
Buzz and Robbie come out. Lisa comes out. Dennis is there. Homo Joe is there. Tom Gavin is there.
Right.
Cheryl the Big Dyke is there. And then we get, hopefully you'll be able to supply some girls who will be willing to play our reindeer games. And
absolutely.
Since there are no restrictions on nudity, since it's in your private home, we can go all the way with the games. We will be offering cash prizes.
Cash prizes for the nudity. Cool.
Yeah, and at the we're going to do the nude feud. Everything we do in the Las Vegas-style show that
it'll
we've done
exciting.
That we've done in the arenas and stuff, we're going to do in your home. Now, the question is, how do we give this away?
How do I get it?
Yeah. Now, you could send us a letter, snail mail, but that'll take too long because it's right. like it's 2.5 weeks till the Super Bowl. Email, that I guess is okay, but it's hard to trust email because you get so much spam email.
Sure.
So I think we're going to have to go to the old reliable, or we could just take phone calls, but that could get tedious.
Yes.
We're going to go to the old reliable fax machine.
Yes.
That if you would like us to come to your home on Super Bowl Saturday for a Saturday night Las Vegas-style show just for you and as many friends as you can cram into your basement, we want you to fax us a letter telling us why you deserve the Las Vegas-style show and what type of people you could bring.
Right.
Meaning, if you can read between the lines here, can you supply girls who will play the games and will get nude?
Yeah, I think that the winner of this contest will be somebody who brings enough to the table mm-hmm. to make it a great Las Vegas-style show for all.
Right, and we will supply, while we cannot officially bring booze to you
right.
to get you drunk, we will supply $500.
A cash stipend.
For you to do with as you wish to make your party guests feel nice. So you can...
Amen.
So if you read between the lines, you can go down to the grocery store, you go down to the A&P or the Safeway and buy a nice party platter.
Buy some Diet Cokes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Buy some beverages and some sandwiches for your friends.
Right, exactly.
So we will make sure that you're taken care of. It'll be just like a real Las Vegas-style show. You'll be able to have a beverage, to watch the goings-on, except it will be happening in your home.
Yeah, and if you've always wanted to have a party like this in your house, this is your golden opportunity. I know there are a lot of people that would clamor for this.
Oh, this is beyond having a party in your house.
Oh, it's way beyond having a party, but I'll tell you, it would be the greatest event you've ever had in your home.
This is the stage show. I mean, this is everything, and this includes Dennis, all the stuff that we do with Dennis,
right.
The Homo Joe Challenge,
sure.
Cheryl the Big Dyke Challenge, the Tom Gavin Challenge.
That's right.
The nude feud.
I'll wear my pajamas if you want. Even bring the latex paint if you want.
There you go.
Look at this. It's really coming together.
We'll bring our music.
Yes.
We'll bring our sound effects.
Hey, you know what? As a matter of fact, we're probably going to have to hire full-time entertainer John Pop.
Yeah, you know you're right.
We're going to have to hire a disc jockey.
Good idea.
We will bring a disc jockey friend of ours who has...
Very good.
has the setup so that we can play music and play our sound effects and everything.
Absolutely.
We'll bring the whole party to you. We'll bring
it in your basement, can do it in your living room, wherever the best space is for a lot of people.
Las Vegas style show for you. Now, if you'd like it, here's what you got to do. Send us a letter, fax us a letter, and tell us why you deserve the Las Vegas style show. How many people you'd like to invite, how many chicks you could get there.
Right.
Now, we're going to be coming with, besides the money that we give you to buy party favors for your friends.
Hats.
Yeah, whatever, you know, cheese sandwiches,
paper plates,
pretzels, hope you don't choke on them.
Right.
We're also going to be giving away cash, just like we do at the real Las Vegas style shows.
Yeah, we're going to come in with wads of cash.
Yeah, we're going to do the family feud, the nude feud, and then at the very end we'll do the underwear fashion show.
Yeah, and what you want to do is you want to provide us with the kind of people that are going to enjoy and participate in this type of stuff.
So if you are up for this and you would like this, here's the address, here's the phone number to send us a fax, to write a letter and give us your phone number and your information, and we'll start reading these on the air and calling people up. And it's going to be very subjective, but we're going to pick someone, and on Super Bowl Saturday, we're going to be at your house on Saturday night doing the show.
Now, I do urge people that if you're going to do this, you include your phone number and your address, so we know what part of the world this is, you know, where you are, and how we can get in touch with you. Believe it or not, we've done these games before,
yeah,
where people have written fantastic letters and then included no information.
So here's our fax number, 1-800-636-6410.
That's it.
Okay.
And you and everybody in your party has to be 21 or over, of course.
Of course, or have fake IDs.
Right.
1-800-636-6410. That's the fax machine number.
Yeah, this is not for the kids, though. We really have to stress that. You know, if you have kids, you get them the hell out of there for the night.
Send them to the neighbor's house.
Send them to the neighbors, grandmas. This is not. We will not do the show if we have kids around.
Put the kids in that big, giant, stinky ball thing at the McDonald's Playland or something.
Go to the 24-hour McDonald's.
They'll be fine.
Get them out of there. And when you write in, you also have to include, Lisa says the lawyers would like you. Why are the lawyers always involved in this? Include your date of birth.
Very good.
Okay? So that's...
Got it.
There you go. Just got that on the instant message. So include your date of birth. Send us a letter. Super Bowl Saturday. We're coming to do a Super Bowl party for you at your house. A live Las Vegas-style show.
Very good.
A private Las Vegas style show.
Very right. Cool.
Okay, so send us those faxes. We'll start reading them maybe on today's show as they come in. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I want to know if this excludes the brothers in Southeast.
Of course not. The brothers in Southeast, send your fax in, my friend.
You know, our apartment's kind of small, though.
Well, you know, just to, you know, clear out some of the furniture.
Again, you know, we're not going to base this on if someone lives in one of those McMansions or someone has a giant party room.
We're basing this on the best letter.
Just on the best letter. The reason why we should come to your home for the Las Vegas style show.
All right.
So send the facts in.
All right.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Let's go to, this is another question. Nick. Hey, Nick.
How you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Very good. I was wondering if I could speak to Mike for a second.
Yes, I'm right here, sir.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, sir.
Can you? I'm up in Portland, Maine. Hey, we're on delay up here. I was coming up the turnpike last night, listening to Don trying to sing that country song last night.
Yes.
Is he like closing his eyes and getting right into it?
No, but you know, it's funny you mention his eyes, because one of the things that cracked me up was when he would get to the, you know, but what about me? He'd go into this little frown. You'd get this little frown on your face. I don't know what the lyric is, but
I want to talk about me. Want to talk about number one.
He's got some feeling.
Occasionally is when he would take his eyebrows and he would go, but occasionally.
I want to talk about
his eyes. His eyebrows would go down to his nose, and he would like furrow his brow when he would say, but occasionally.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about number one.
A lot of feeling.
We got him started. We got him started,
now,
sir.
I'm going to stop it now. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Yeah, is this only local, or can we do this joint over on the other side of the coast?
This is open to anywhere in America. This letter from Jesus Christ, from Seattle.
Uh-huh.
We'll get out to Seattle to do the show. Okay, wherever we get the best letter from.
Right.
But it's going to be the Super Bowl weekend, the night before the Super Bowl.
Good.
Just please make sure that, that's the date that, that you're thinking about. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Your remnants, you're the best thing that ever happened to New York radio.
Thank you. That's very nice of you to say that.
You are, and I've been listening to radio for 20 years. I'm a radiophile.
Wow. Ah, welcome.
Yes, I just wanted to say that regarding this contest, if I supply you with Chinese massage girls, would that be a bonus?
Well, now, Mike and I, of course, we do require Chinese massage girls at all of our Las Vegas.
That's part of the contract rider.
That is, that's up to you. Mainly what we're looking for whoever supplies the house, whoever wins the contest, as far as girls go, it's girls who are going to be willing to participate
in our reindeer
games. In our reindeer games, keeping in mind that we're not going to, since this is going to be in a private home,
right?
We're not going to have any of the restrictions like no sexual devices, no
right.
pasties,
exactly.
No, you know, thong underpants. I mean, basically, we're going to and we're equal offense here. We have guys get naked on stage.
Yes, we do.
And we as well, we have girls get naked on
stage.
But
we do not require the Chinese massage girls. What we require are participants in the reindeer games.
So get us the letter. Again, our fax machine is 800-636-6410.
Right.
All right, here is Frank in Seattle. We're on in Seattle now, so we should probably call those dum-dums in a second. Hello, Frank.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, my friend.
I just wanted to reply about Buzz was right yesterday about this Toby Keith song being one of many new country rap songs coming out. It's a promotion known as Crap.
What about Crap?
It's country rap known as Crap.
Oh, it,
oh, I'm sorry. I can't accept that.
That is Mike's band name.
That is my band's name, sir. That cannot be a form of music.
Let me ask you.
You ought to change it to Harry B's.
Harry B's Blues Band.
Hey, listen, you you're in.
Not bad.
You're in Seattle.
You know, we get a lot of grief at the nicer places about the name of the band, and we've actually discussed, you know, what should we change? Harry B's Blues
Band. The Harry B's.
The Harry B's.
The Harry B's.
That's right.
Kind of like that.
Uh-huh. Listen, Frank, you're in Seattle.
Right.
You guys only get the show for 3 hours a day. We're working on that with the Buzz 100.7 FM. And as a matter of fact, the ratings there come out next week. And when the ratings come out, we should be able to get that fourth hour.
Good.
Now, here's the question. You didn't hear the first hour of the show yesterday, so you don't have any idea what we did with those two wingnuts that are down in front of the movie theater, right?
Those fags out there by the theater.
You have no idea what we did with them, right?
No, what happened?
Great.
Okay, this is good.
Yeah. That's all I wanted to make sure. Thanks. Now, do you think there's a chance they're listening? They're not listening to it.
They might be. They might be. They might be into this show.
In front of the theater, you think so?
I think they were into being on the show, and I think they might be.
All right, let's give them a call. Let's call right now.
Let's find out. Jeff and what's the other guy's name? Squiggy?
Right.
Right. Jeff and Squiggy.
What's the other name, Robbie? It's Jeff and,
John, maybe? I think it's another J.
Jeff.
Mr. Jeff. Jingles?
Hold on. Oh, God damn it. Ah. What, now, why did your long-distance code work and mine didn't? Maybe mine's been disconnected by
the
company.
Maybe you've been overusing your privilege.
Ah. You know now to make a long-distance call here?
Yeah.
You got to have a personal code number.
That's incredible.
So, like, hold on. You got
to
have a
number you are trying to call cannot be...
Hold on. There you go. You got to have a personal code.
We have a personal code on this show.
So that when you make
it's
a long-distance...
It's called integrity.
When they go over the phone bill every month, right, they can actually see who's making the long distance calls.
Yeah, they go over it with a fine tooth comb.
Right.
How freaking cheap is that?
Jeff Tweeten and John Guth.
Jeff and John. Thank you,
buddy. Tweeten and Guth.
Right.
Thanks.
Tweeten and Guth.
Here we go. Let's see if they're going to pick up.
They make the finest pastries in Seattle.
That's right.
It's a Tweeten and Guth cheese sandwich from Kraft.
And it's Jeff, the guy that we're calling, right? That's the guy.
Jeff Tweeten.
The guy in the orange jumpsuit.
Jeff B. Tweeten.
Hi, this is Jeff from Waiting for Star Wars. I am unable to come to the phone right now, so please try me again later.
He's got voicemail on him.
Bye.
All right, let's play.
Please leave your message after the tone.
Let's play it straight with him.
To send a numeric page.
Hey, Jeff, it's Don and Mike.
How you doing, guys?
We turned on the Regis and Kelly Lee show today. We didn't see you guys on.
We want to know what was the dilly, yo.
So give us a call. Call Lisa. Hey, Lisa, do these guys have your phone number? Please, Jeff, give us a call. We were mildly disappointed. We turned on the Regis and Kelly Lee show today, and we didn't see you guys on there.
I want to know if there's a story behind that. Please let us know.
Okay. Lisa, do these guys have our phone number? Hey, Rummy. Remington Steele.
Oh, Rummy.
Hey, Rum.
Rummy.
I'm going to put you on hold, and I'm sure someone will pick up and give you guys the number to get a hold of us.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay, we're very disappointed not to see you on the Regis show today. Yeah.
Good luck, fellas.
All right, thanks. And there you go. On hold. Beautiful.
Okay.
So, I guess we'll just we'll wait to hear back from them.
That's a good thing.
Wait to hear back from them.
See what happens.
On what happened yesterday.
Yeah, because we really wanted to see him on the Regis and Kelly show.
I know that everybody in Seattle right now listening to the show, what the hell are you guys talking about? Just bear with us. We'll we'll tell you before the end of today.
Yeah, I was watching it today. God, did she look sexy today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, what's going on, guys?
Hey, my friend.
Go Packers.
Right.
Go Green Bay Packers. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
We are pumped in Green Bay, baby. We love you in Green Bay.
Go Packers. Go. Yeah, now, you're calling from Green Bay?
I'm calling from Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Right, and we're on, what is our station? Oh, WNFL.
1440 WNFL.
Right, the Packer, there's a Packer station. WNFL in Green Bay. Go Green Bay. And speaking of the Packers, we found out who it was that called on the hotline earlier, and we couldn't get the number. It was my umdum brother, Jim.
Oh, really?
And at some point today, if we have a chance, I was during the Packers game on Sunday, I was on the phone with him, and he was asking me if I'm wearing all the clothes and if I was sitting by my shrine.
Sure.
And I was telling him that I was, and he can probably give you some insight as to why I am the way that I am about the Packers, the way that...
Wildly superstitious, you mean?
Yeah, and some of my family's behavior when I was a young lad.
You mean there was superstition runs in the family?
Well, there was... there were incidents. There were
really?
There was a passion in my family, the members of my family who lived... in the Wisconsin area outside Milwaukee, there was a passion for the Packers.
Oh, really?
That many times included, one time a chair got thrown through a plate glass window.
Wow.
Another time a television set was kicked out.
That's pretty significant right there.
Maybe the best one of all was my Uncle Jack. One of our earliest memories is him sitting in front of the television, a grown man, about 50 years old.
Right.
Crying.
Sobbing.
I mean...
Wow.
Like, not just a little bit. Like out of control.
Sobbing because the Packers lost?
Crying because the Packers had lost.
That's taking it. You know, as a diehard Red Sox fan, I don't think I've ever gotten to that point.
Yeah. All right.
I'd cry if they won.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey there. Go Pack.
So, all right. Go Pack, guys.
So I'm trying to get my brother on. Because I said, you should call in with some of the crap like when we were kids.
Boy, for the chair through the plate glass window.
That we went through. That was my... That was my Uncle Jerry.
That's pretty intense.
And that game I remember. That was a game against the Vikings. And they lost. They threw an interception. And the Vikings ran it back for a touchdown. This has to be like 1970.
Right.
And it was the last play of the game. And he just picked up a chair.
During the Bud Grant Vikings era.
He just picked up a chair. Boom. Right through the sliding glass door.
Oh wow.
Busted the whole thing.
Very cool.
Just busted the whole thing.
Sports in Wisconsin.
And then at one point, I believe it was him as well, he kicked a hole through the TV.
Boy, that's incredible.
Got mad.
I've heard of that before. That happens a lot where the TV is destroyed.
And that was during a game. That was before the outcome of the game had been decided.
Right.
There was simply a play
that angered him.
That he didn't like.
Boy, not even an outcome. And like a game-winning interception.
Right, wow. He just kicked a hole in the television.
Yeah. Boy, I tell you, I hate people that demonstrate things like anger that.
Well, Mike, that's why. Thank God for Paxil.
Oh, absolutely.
Anger management.
Absolutely. Hello, Bill Buckner.
You can't complete, but look at how mellow you are these days.
Totally mellow. I'm mellow yellow.
You are. When we come back, maybe I'll call my brother. Oh, no, hold on. I forgot what day of the week it is.
Yes, it's that special day.
Okay, everybody.
It's Wednesday.
Gregory's column.
Let me make sure we have the theme music ready. Oh, and we're going to be giving away, we're finally starting to give away the DVD players.
Yeah, okay. Good.
And we're going to be playing a game on today's show as well to give away a DVD player and a bunch of DVDs. But when we come back, the final word by Craig Wolfman.
We think you'll love it.
And you can play along at home if you have your USA Today.
If you got one at home, you can read with it too.
So we'll be back after this.
and Mike show.
Well, you're getting better. That's the important thing. You look better, too.
If you're going to lie to me, tell me there's a broad waiting in the car. I want to tongue my balls.
Hey, you want that? It's a phone call away.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hey, we're supposed to have that new tape soon, that new phone tape.
It's real. It's supposed to come today, so we should have it tomorrow.
Have it tomorrow. Beautiful. So that I don't have to say, after we play that tape, you've heard the national number, 877-365-3636 from D.C., on WJFK, call 202-432-1067. And from New York on WNEW, your number is 877-692-1027.
Able to neutralize feminine odor. The Don and Mike Show.
Now, listen, we're starting to get some faxes already.
Good.
For the Las Vegas-style show at your home contest.
Yes, we are.
We've received some goofy ones, and we've already gotten a couple that really... I don't know how to say this. It's not the Jack Diamond show.
Right.
So when you're writing to tell us why you want the Las Vegas style show,
we will not smile upon, as cruel as it may sound, we will not smile upon the sympathy letters. Hard luck story.
Lisa, bring the one in that you just brought in. I'll offer this one as an example.
Oh dear.
I'm not going I'll try to do some editing here.
Okay.
Right. But the one that she's brought in a stack of them, and this would be representative of. Thank you, Lisa. Don and Mike, I would love your Las Vegas style show. My good friend of 15 years was just killed by a drunk driver.
Yeah, well, we're very sorry about that.
I then had surgery for a torn meniscus on September 11th, and the surgery went bad when the doctor operated on the wrong knee.
Oh, dear.
He operated on the correct knee. I woke up to both knees bandaged from my ankle to my thigh. To end the year, my best friend and best man at my wedding in June died on December 23rd of a drug overdose.
Oh, dear.
Now, this is, wow. I'm sorry all of these bad things happened to you, but...
No. It's horrible. Now, if that letter was like, all these bad things happened, but I happen to have a next-door neighbor that has 16 Charlie's Angels that would like to come by and play the game.
Right, but just...
That, we said that. I think we made very clear what we're looking for in the letters.
I'm trying to start 2002 on the right
foot. Well, we're very sorry about all those problems, and I hope that 2002 goes better for you.
Right, a Las Vegas-style show would help. Well, sorry. My advice, don't play the lottery.
Yeah. Right.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, good day. Good
luck. Hope you have a good time.
Good luck to you.
Very good.
But that's not what it's about. Sorry if bad things have happened to you, but just try to keep the letters kind of upbeat.
Yeah. Hey, 2002 is going to be better for that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike. I called up to talk about your ratings.
All right, go ahead. What about them?
And I'm a first-time listener, and I just want to know why it's all about you. What is it ever going to be about me?
Okay. All right, get out of here.
There's another Toby Keith fan.
Get out of here. Never should have mentioned that song.
You struck a chord.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
All right, Don and Mike. I was calling to say, I don't hear Robert Spivak on the mic that much anymore, and I want to hear him laugh.
Oh, now, see, now, this is a real hot or a cold point with people on the show. When Rob is on the microphone...
In New York, when he has his own microphone.
Then all we get is calls and instant feedback saying, please shut him up.
Right.
Then we come back to WJFK to do the show, and he's back in his spot in the back of the room.
That is true.
Frankly, I like him better in the back of the room.
I do too. I think he's got a microphone. Whenever he wants to add something, he can walk over to it. There's something about up in New York when it's right in front of his face, and he doesn't wear headphones, that it gets a little confusing sometimes.
But see, I need Rob Spivak right in front of the mic. Turn this mic up some more.
What do you like most about Rob Spivak, sir?
His laugh. It's the laugh that does it.
May I ask you something, sir?
Yeah.
Are you gay?
Yes.
Yeah, you sound
okay,
it.
Okay, all right.
Very good.
All right, goodbye. Oh, goodbye.
I don't think I even get a Gaydar credit for that.
He's not even in the room right now.
Is he having a nice BM?
I don't know. He didn't ask permission.
He didn't ask permission. He always asks permission to go pee.
Although he didn't. No, no. Since we brought it up on the air, he doesn't ask now. He just tells. He just says,
oh, look who's here.
I'm going to go have a delightful BM now or something.
Was that a bathroom break?
I was actually checking on that dude Walker copy to see if it was here yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Gotcha. Well, there was a gay guy.
A gay man who loved you on the show.
Humble loves you.
And we love him.
There we go.
Hello.
We all do.
Don and Mike. Hello.
Twice.
Right. Don and Mike show. I don't have all day. Please turn your radio
come
down.
Come on.
Please.
Come on.
Hello.
For the love of God, turn your radio down. You're on the air. Oh, you dumbass.
Oh, come hello. On.
Hello there. Don and Mike show. Hello.
What is wrong with people?
Hi. I was wondering if y'all had heard anything about that thing down in Florida where it was for Martin Luther King's Day, where it was a plaque. Yes. Supposed to be inscribed to James Earl Jones,
right.
And somebody, in fact, had written and inscribed in the plaque James Earl Ray.
Yeah. Well, now, that is, that's, oops.
What's that, Buzz?
They're going to give James Earl Jones an award, a sort of a Martin Luther King award this Saturday in Florida.
I heard this on the news this morning.
And the trophy company in Texas that was supposed to do the inscription wrote, for keeping the dream alive, this is to James Earl Ray.
Just a complete screw-up, or did somebody do it on purpose?
The owner of the company says it's not a racist thing, that he has a lot of people who don't speak English working at his company, and that one of them made the mistake. He says it's just a mistake.
Well, you know, you gotta wonder.
You do have to wonder.
I mean, you know, sometimes you misspell the name, but...
Right, get a whole name wrong.
To do that...
Especially if you don't speak English.
And where'd the trophy come from?
From Texas.
From Texas.
A company in Texas.
Oh, all right,
that's perfect.
I wonder how that could happen.
Put that in their pipe and smoke it.
All right, everybody, get out your USA Todays. Yeah. It's Wednesday, and that means it's time for us to have our on-air reading of the... column written by Craig Wilson.
Yay.
Column called The Final Word. I don't think we have to set this up.
The Final Word.
Any more than we've already set it up in previous weeks that we've been reading the column. We got the music. Let's roll. The Final Word. By Craig Wilson. For years now, I've ranted and railed against cell phones, often in this space. I know. I should get over it. Especially since it seems as if every other person you meet on the street these days is carrying on a conversation with an invisible friend. Their heads tilted against a little black box, their voices raised on high. Until cell phones came along, I had no idea so many people had so little of interest to say on the phone. It was better in the old days when such conversations were private. When phone booths had folding glass doors and you needed a dime to actually communicate. I say all this because the new year arrived with a cell phone just for me. It wasn't a Christmas gift. I certainly didn't ask for it. Rather, it came from my editor, who lost me for an hour last month and thought a cell phone would be a good way to keep track of her wandering scribe. My good old days of being out of reach were over, just like that. So, here it is, lying on my desk. As uncomfortable with me as I am with it. I've pushed and poked its button so many times, I would never understand completely if it never wanted to work for me again. I'm told it will vibrate for me if I want it to.
Oh, yeah.
But we don't know each other well enough yet to go there. I'm keeping things simple for now. I dial. I push OK. I talk.
And unlike my neighbor,
Tom,
who is reminded to answer his cell phone with strains of the Ohio State fight song, I've decided to stay with the generic little ring for now. As I said, we're trying to keep things simple, aren't we, Tom?
When my brother heard from my mother, who heard from me, that I had finally entered the era of being able to walk and talk the sidewalk at the same time, he called immediately on his cell phone. He was born with one out of his ear and was more than happy to welcome me to his world.
You'll love it, he said.
And when my friend Lisa heard that I had finally entered the cellular circle, she too called on her cell phone while she was walking her dog.
Don't you love it, she asked. Don't you feel connected? I did not, especially after I accidentally flipped the little lid shut with my cheek and hung up on her mid-sentence.
Hello?
last week while working from home, I put out a number of calls to set up interviews. When I heard back from no one, I decided to take the dog around the block.
5 minutes later, standing on a street corner while Murphy checked out her favorite lamppost, I heard a faint ringing. Odd, I thought. I ignored it for a while longer until I realized it was a phone. My phone. As a model employee, I had taken it along in my coat.
By the time I fumbled around in my pocket, opened its little flap, put it to my ear, and yelled, "Hello, hello!" Whoever was on the other end had hung up.
But the die had been cast. I felt a certain rush. Right there on the corner of 29th and N, someone wanted to talk to me.
With one call, I had become that desperate man we all see. The one on the street who yelled into his phone, hoping someone, anyone, is on the other end of the line.
It didn't matter that we didn't connect. It's the thought that counts. They called.
And one of these days, I might even be able to respond.
Oh, oh, bravo. Bravo.
Craig Wilson.
Thank you, Craigery.
Craig Wilson.
It vibrates.
Have that.
The final word. I sure hope you enjoyed the column today.
Hi, Craig Wilson.
I read about cell phones from dogs. Nothing decorating at my prom.
My friend Tom. My mom.
My dog Murphy.
My friend Lisa.
My cell phone.
On the head, we forgot to read the headline. Cell phone holdout feels those good vibrations.
He didn't even mention his partner, Jack.
Well, there's always next Wednesday, Mike. Uh-huh. Always a pleasure to read the final word by Greg Wilson. A beautiful column in the UFA today. Lovely. Thank you, Craig. The final word.
Feelings of love. Because, well, in truth, all of us have feelings for Craig Wilson.
All right, did I see Mr. 40 coming down the hall?
You did.
40's coming in to talk some smack.
All right, bring him in.
And Grady Smokes with him.
Oh, Grady Smoke, his brother's with him.
Yeah. Wheel him in. It's the H to the Izzo. Let's get him in here.
H to the Izzo.
We've got the big bowling tonight. Hot balls in action.
Go balls!
Down on my gutter balls. Take on Mr. 40 and his posse. We're going to be at Strike Bethesda.
That's right.
Tonight at 8 o'clock. Strike Bethesda is on Westbourne Avenue in Bethesda, right off River Road.
Come on into our domicile, homeboys.
Come on in now.
It's Grady Smoke.
Hey, Grady Smoke.
Hey, Grady, how you doing, buddy?
40, what's up? All right.
Hey.
Talk some smack. Grady, what's up, man? Let's get this going. Mike, will you stop with the Soul Brother handshake?
I'm sorry, I'm just trying. Oh, he's got the high octane stuff. Look at him, they both brought in hooch.
Wow. Now, what are they drinking?
Have we Jack? Way to beyond 40s to the little pints of hard liquor?
Well, you guys are drinking Jack tonight?
No Jack D for me. No Jack D for Gray.
There you go.
All right, and 40, what are you enjoying today?
Right now, I mean, I just finished the 40.
Yeah, this for me is plunging far deeper into alcoholism, in my humble opinion.
The Long Island iced tea right
now. Smell that, Jack. Wow. Jack Daniels man cuts through anything. You can smell Jack as soon as he opens it.
And 40, you're working on a Long Island iced tea?
Yeah.
What is that thing? Turn around. Let me see the label.
Montebello.
Iced tea.
The Montebello. You gotta go hard, baby. You
that
gotta
is
go
too
hard.
Funny. The Montebello iced tea cocktail.
All right, let me say something real quick. Just real quick.
All right, go ahead.
Because you missed this. I'm surprised.
What?
During the broadcast, all the talk about Jeff Garcia.
Yeah.
Did you see during the broadcast when Pat Summerall, they were talking about him.
Yeah.
And Pat Summerall said, well, if you ever met him or spoke to him or looked at him, he doesn't look like he should be playing this game.
No, that is true. They talked about how small his legs are.
Oh, really?
How tiny his arms are.
Oh.
So 40,
Jeff Garcia. He likes the finer word.
I just throw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Catch it. Catch my ball.
You guys, Grady, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing good.
Grady looks like he's doing real good.
I come in, I can't stop laughing, man.
There you go.
Outside of the dead on Malcolm in the Middle and Jim Curry, y'all the funniest white cats in the world, man. That's really y'all the funniest
the white dad on Malcolm in the Middle, I like that.
Yeah. Hi, this is Jeff Garcia from the San Francisco 49ers.
Jeff, do you understand that Mr. 40 just said to Pat Summerall said you don't look like a quarterback that should be playing in the NFL? I don't. I was talking with my partner, Jack.
Was that when you were out walking your dog, Murphy? Trying
to forget. I just got a cell phone, and Coach Mooch called me on it, and I couldn't find it anywhere.
That's when he reminded you to put the cell phone on vibrate.
Oh, no.
Yes, sirree.
This is Jeff Gacia.
Jeff Gacia, quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. Rolling down
the road. So I got you on speed dial, 69.
You know, I would say if Mr. 40's team proceeds like they're going right now, by the time we bowl them tonight, they won't be able to see the lane.
That's what I wanted to do. I wanted to lay down some drinking rules.
Oh, drinking rules.
What are the drinking rules for the bowling tonight?
I figured we could collaborate on it. So it's something like every time, I just mentioned it to her, it's like every time Lisa doesn't pick up a spare, we drink.
I drink. All right, very good.
The whole crowd.
All right, that's good. And every time we get a strike, you drink. And how about every time you get a strike, you drink?
That'll work.
Listen, hold on a second. Robert.
Is that Robert?
That's Robert.
Robert, the angry mailman. Spiewak is going to be very upset because very soon.
Too many black people in it. It's going to be even.
He's going to be outnumbered.
I'd just like to say we are going to be outnumbered in a moment.
Because Robert, the angry mailman, is here as well.
There's Robert.
Yeah.
There he is.
Robert with Mr. 40.
Now, that's a greeting we've never gotten from Robert right there. You know? Oh, look at this. All right.
They got nothing but love for each other.
Okay, I'm feeling very, very nervous right now.
So Robert, what do you got? Hey, nice to see you, man. What do you
Hi, Robert.
What do you got today, Robert? I got that little you got the letter? The letter for Pat Morse?
Yeah. Oh good.
The guy from Sacramento?
Oh, very good.
Beautiful. We'll save it. Well, hold on, I can't hear you. Gotta talk into the mic, Robert.
I just happened to come by, you know. My day off.
Are you packing right now, Robert?
Of course.
Of course. So he brought the letter for Pat Morris.
And I'm at the bowling alley tonight, causing ruckus.
Now listen, I don't want to play the race card here. Yeah. But who are you going to
space?
Who are you going to be rooting for tonight? Are you going to be rooting for our team or 40's team?
I'm rooting for everyone who bowls good. If you bowl bad, I'm going to talk about you. I'm going to bet against you.
Right.
Let them know what I do. We side betting every other frame. Hey, every other frame got side bets, baby. Side bets.
All right, very good.
Hey, y'all drinking?
Are you going to be gambling heavy tonight, Robert?
Of course.
Very good.
Hopefully you'll show up. Mm-hmm. You be drinking tonight?
Robert, don't gamble on me
tonight.
Has
230-foot fully stocked bars, dog. I'm an eater. They got a great
fully stocked.
Just some wings. Cheeseburger, some wings, and a
diet. The show has been taken over by the brothers.
Or is it the colors? It's the colors. Look, sugar, it's cool.
Hey. Oh, my God. It smells like booze in here.
Now, when Robert comes out, Robert bets on everybody. A lot of times, Robert will bet on Buzz. Right. If Buzz is going to throw a gutter ball.
Every Buzz open frame, you got to drink.
Whatever rules you guys come up with, we're fine with that.
I just came to find out, where's this bowling alley at? I'm so used to the majestic in Anaheim.
Oh, now you're going to like the one tonight.
It's in the urban mecca of Bethesda.
You're going to like this one tonight. This is a fancy one tonight.
Oh, probably got wax on the lanes.
No, I'm telling you, this is a kick-ass lane we're going to tonight.
Not as beautiful as Annandale?
Oh, it's better than Annandale.
Strike Bethesda. West Bart Avenue.
That's better than Annandale.
In Bethesda, right off River Road.
How's your butt doing, Robert?
It's swelling up a little bit. I was going to pinch it in your bathroom.
Oh, my God.
For you, you know, a little pizza on a platter.
Oh, that's gross.
I might still do it. You know,
that's nasty.
You're that interested.
That's nasty. Hey, you know, maybe tonight at the bowling alley. Maybe. Would you pinch it at the alley tonight?
Hell no.
For the people who are there?
No, I'm trying to parlay my 15 minutes into a piece of ass, and I haven't been able to do it yet. So what do you think? I'm going to pinch your deep curtains.
All right.
You wearing the postal zone to the bowling alley?
I have something.
You want to have something postal? You always wear something postal?
I bring a gun. Yeah.
You always wear something postal?
Parlaying my 15 minutes into a piece of ass. I love that. And you've not been able to get laid being as you've been on the show all these times?
I even talked to Charlie about it. He's like, you know, he gave me some pointers.
Robert, describe, who are you looking for? Your ideal woman. I mean, the ideal woman for Robert. What are you looking for?
Break it down.
She can't talk. 38 D's.
Right.
Stomach.
Okay.
And a fat black ass. Okay. Well, you need to hold her mail hostage. Hold her mail and tell her if she don't give you nothing, she ain't going to get her mail. Primer on the trunk. Yeah,
if there's a girl out there listening right now who can't speak with 38 D's and a big black ass, come down to Strike tonight.
Absolutely. Robert is looking for love.
In there, boy.
Hold her mail.
We're going to hold it down. We're going to hold it down.
Robert, are you looking for a long-term relationship or just you know, a little comfort?
Just a piece.
A little piece of ass.
Just a piece of ass.
So no strings attached. He's just looking for sex.
You don't have to have no teeth.
No teeth.
That's a plus.
Wow.
No teeth. So teeth aren't important to you?
No.
All right, very good.
That's the gums on the ridge.
No teeth is a plus.
Gums on the ridge.
No teethers.
Can't go wrong with no teeth.
Big lips.
And big lips.
Big lips and no teeth. Because when you look at your jaw, it's like you're bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
You don't want to get that on the envelope.
That is.
But you don't want that on the envelope. You want to push the envelope, but you don't want no red stuff on it.
Goddamn.
Well, man, where's the truck at, man? So we can get out of here and do a little drive-by.
I'm working on that. I got this amps waiting in the house.
Hold on. I got a headache. Hold on. I have to break up this edition of Soul Train for just a second. Forty, listen, we got to know tonight. You guys, how good are you at bowling? How good are you? Really?
That's why we drinking.
How good are you? Are you drinking to bring your level of bowling down?
Actually, drinking brings it down. Yeah,
drinking brings it down.
So we start real early. We're pretty. You know, like I said, you asked us do we bowl. Oh, I'm like, no,
hey, Forty, do you fancy yourself a good bowler?
Fancy a.
You got your own balls.
There you go.
You got your own.
I'm coming with two balls that I cannot throw down a lane. I'm going to get there and find some balls they already have there.
And what, Robert? You got to jump in. What?
Don't need no handicap.
We don't need a handicap against these guys.
We can beat these guys.
We can beat those
balls. They can get all silly on you.
Hey, you know, if we beat Mr. 40, that would kind of break that athletic stereotype thing. You know what I mean?
Sure would.
Because right. You can't dunk. This has nothing to do with jumping, right?
Right.
This has nothing to do with a high.
Yeah. Bowling belongs to the white man.
It's all about how you handle your balls.
There you go.
Yeah, Buzz, I agree with you. Bowling is a white man's sport.
That's
absolutely
right.
And maybe after we beat you at bowling.
My ball's out there. You know I bust your ass wide open.
Oh, I know you will.
Maybe after we beat you at bowling, we can have a swimming match.
Didn't the first time we met Robert, didn't you have Robert bowling? He missed a strike by one pin. Yeah. What are we going to have, swimming?
Swimming. Yes. We do synchronized swimming with us against them.
And then we'll go down to the ice rink. All right, it'll be fun.
Okay.
What's that?
A little hockey game,
absolutely.
A little
figure skating.
Golf match. Yeah,
you got Tiger Woods.
Hold on, y'all don't know I played varsity Uno in college.
Did you really?
Yes. I'll break you down.
Varsity Uno.
The card game?
We can have a fencing
match. Uno.
We have a fencing match after that. Varsity Uno, I hit you with 3 draw 4s in a row, baby.
Jenga.
Varsity Uno.
All right.
Jesus. Up already.
Jenga.
Can I see the cufflinks? That's a nice watch.
You like that? The cufflinks?
Actually, yeah. Those look job expensive.
Uh-oh.
I'm calling.
Watch out.
Those are nice.
Watch the back.
Yeah, be careful.
Watch the back on the way to the Esco. Have a headdress.
They got
to watch the back on the way to the Esco, dog.
Yes, Mike.
You're staring at your jewelry.
Don't let them see my ropes.
All right, listen, all three of you get out of here.
All right, we will see everybody
tonight.
Out at Strike Bethesda tonight.
40 and Grady. Now, listen, Robert, are you bowling with 40? 40, did you? No. I thought you needed an extra on your team.
No, I'm good.
You're good.
Oh, yeah, we got the whole group. Everybody with the BHC on their arm. That's our squad.
Bruja crew.
The urban posse.
That's it. The urban posse.
It's the 13th of February. You want to get your ass.
Hey, what's up, bud?
Hey, all right, so we're playing your team. We're playing your team the 13th of February.
February.
All right.
Probably need like, and I'm coming out to support him too.
There you go.
Like you guys, you got a one at a time on the microphone. Now, Robert, we are bowling your team on February 13th.
That's right. I'm gonna bust your ass wide open. You're gonna need a lot of handicap.
And 40, you will have all the members of the Bruja crew out there tonight?
Yeah, we're gonna be out there partying. Hey, look, everybody come down. We're gonna throw some drinks back. We're gonna party with Don and Mike. It's gonna be off the
crazy?
I'm keeping all my drink. I ain't
we're looking for a toothless woman with a big ass for Robert to come down tonight.
And double D. And 38.
Come on, mute.
Come on, February 13th. He can get his Valentine.
Toothless mute. All right. Get out of here. All of you. Get out of here. We'll see you later, fellas. See you tonight. See you, Robert.
Take care.
See you there.
Tonight it's happening.
See you there.
Take care, guys. See you later.
Thank you for the letter, Robert.
Here it is. All right.
On Friday.
Oh, did I do it?
Hey, my man got in the hand.
All right, what do I do? All right, there.
What?
There. You're supposed to come through to watch the game. I say it a million times.
Yeah.
What?
I can't hear you while your brother is talking to Mike.
Yeah. You got to come.
When you're coming through to watch the game.
How about How about on Championship Sunday?
The last part.
Or how about on Championship?
Right.
Yeah.
How about on Championship Sunday?
Yeah.
You come to my house.
And then like that.
Whatever.
All right. Snap.
It's a date.
Man, Brady, come out. We'll come out. The Bruja, we'll come out.
Goddamn white.
I'll see you tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. And I will have 40 over to... 40 and Grady are invited to come over to watch the championship. Oh, you know what? Even better. Hold on. You want to make it even better?
What's up?
Why don't you guys come over to my house for the Super Bowl party?
Yeah.
Oh, y'all going to be in town?
No, we're not going this year. I'm having a Super Bowl party at my house.
We'll do that.
Okay.
Green Bay and the Raiders.
Green Bay and Pittsburgh.
I'm Raiders. Raiders.
Raiders. All right, you're officially invited.
All right, there we go.
At least you two are. I'm not sure about you yet, Robert. I've known 40 and Grady longer.
Please forgive me. Go Cowboys.
I'm sorry.
Go Cowboys.
All right.
All right, see you later, fellas.
Thanks, man.
See you guys.
There we go. Well, let me see. It's the middle of the day, and they're already drinking heavily.
You know what?
It's going to be a fascinating bowling match tonight.
I swear to God.
Rob, I know you were very uncomfortable during
that. Did you see how much of that Jack Daniels disappeared in that brief scene?
I know. Yeah,
I mean, like, enough.
Brady Smoke was pouring down the Jack Daniels. Yes.
I am drop dead serious. Serious as cancer.
That right.
I'm going to invite them over for the Super Bowl party. And, of course, all you guys are invited.
Very good.
And even better, I'm going to have a bunch of my uptight neighbors there.
That's good.
Right. Wait until some of my uptight neighbors get a load.
That'll be fantastic.
Mr. 40 and Grady.
You know, they will enhance the party. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely. Well, they're invited for the Super Bowl party.
Well, this addresses another thing. Your wife wanted some black friends. So, boom, you're set.
Yeah.
Bingo.
I think she wanted some female black friends.
Oh, okay. I don't know whether they're going to bring dates or not.
Yeah.
They might.
Mr. 40 could bring Mrs. 40. I mean, excuse me, Chuck could bring his wife.
Is Grady married?
I don't know, but I'm sure he's got a couple of honeys.
And if Robert is Grady married? 40.
What's up with the real name thing? I thought you were going to leave that to like the first show. I can't just keep coming in calling you Mike.
Come on, you got to admit though, you don't look like a Chuck. When I found out your real name is Chuck.
I see.
We're destroying the image right now.
Chuck. Hi, Chuck. I mean, even Charles would be better than...
Well, that's my name.
Chuck.
Everybody, you know what? My father's name is Charles. That's why everybody called me Chuck. It really is Chucky, actually.
Chucky.
Do your close friends call you Chucky?
Chucky.
Really?
Chucky. Right. How about Charlie?
Can I call you Chucky, please?
There you are, that Charlie stuff.
Can I call you Charlie?
Stop it.
All right. Thank you, Chucky.
Hey, is Grady married?
Hell no.
Could he find a nice girl to bring over to my house for the Super Bowl party?
We're gonna party.
You bring Mrs. 40?
Believe that. We're gonna party.
All right, okay.
All right, very good.
All right.
Very good. You gonna bring a date?
And Mary. My wife's name is Mary.
Right.
Mary Jane.
don't bring her to my house.
Yeah, you want to keep that wife home.
Me and her do our thing before we get there.
That's good.
I may have her waiting outside in the car for me at half.
Oh, no. Watch out.
My house is constantly under surveillance by the police.
All
right, see you tonight.
All right, that's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Bye, guys. That'll be a good Super Bowl party. Yeah, we normally go down.
My wife's name is Mary.
We normally go down to the Super Bowl, but we figured this year what the hell? You've heard us do that Super Bowl show every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're burned on doing it. Now, here we go. We're talking now to the guys in the audience. We're going to be giving away a Sony DVD player.
Wow.
And along with this baby, courtesy of Sony and Circuit City and Borders, we're going to be giving away DVDs for you to watch on your new player. A 2-disc DVD copy of MASH, the original movie, not the crappy TV show.
Plus, you'll get the DVD of the original Mad Max, Mel Gibson's movies.
Great movie.
And The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Excellent.
Enough said. If you would like to win the Sony DVD player and the collection of DVDs, we're going to be playing a game we haven't played for a while. What my wife doesn't know won't hurt her.
Always a controversial game on the show.
This is where you, the husband, and it only works with married couples, because really if you're just living, if you're just shacking up, it doesn't work because there's not the commitment.
No, you got to be married.
Right. If you're a married guy,
you have a deep, dark secret,
and your wife doesn't know it, what you do is you call us up. Call on any of our numbers, 877-365-3636. It's a national contest. Anyone can win this prize. D.C., 202-432-1067. In New York, 877-692-1027. You call up and you tell us what it is that your wife doesn't know.
What is your secret?
And then, hold on. I am in the middle of explaining a contest, Mr. 40. What?
I know, my fault, but I just had to give two shouts out to the three guys at the Popeyes and my man Alfred and the protege for directing us to the ABC store.
Very good.
Because we couldn't find it, even though they took us all the way down 123.
Doesn't take much to get a plug from Mr. 40.
All right, get out of here, 40.
Thank you, 40.
Set up a contest now.
Very good.
He's thanking the guy
who gave him directions to the liquor store.
Yeah. Oh,
that's exactly what he was doing. Yeah. Sending the protege.
So you know the phone numbers. What you do is you call up, and I'll give you a perfect example of what we're looking for. I don't know. It was over 17, 18 years ago. Freely and I had just gotten married. We were living in Los Angeles, and I bought a Porsche, and I didn't tell her that I bought it.
You kept it parked around the block where she wouldn't see it.
Right, because I got to Los Angeles, and I was working at Kiss FM, and all the disc jockeys had Porsches, and I went out and bought one, and I did not tell her.
And you couldn't afford it?
No, of course I couldn't afford it, and I hid it from her.
Right.
And one day, when she was, as it turns out, she was leaving to go to work,
right.
I thought she was already gone.
Right.
I went down the street and got in the car, and she had forgotten her purse, and we passed each other as she was coming down the street,
right.
Coming back home to get her purse, and I was behind the wheel of this beautiful Porsche.
Did you try to lie at the beginning and say you were just test driving?
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, I went through everything. It's not mine. It,
right.
It belongs to so-and-so, and then it ended up, what we had to do was, maybe the most embarrassing moment of my life, we went back to the dealership where my wife sat in front of the guy who had sold me the car and said, listen, he can't afford this car. We have to give the car back. And the guy said,
you'd already bought it.
The guy said, yeah, he signed the papers. Yeah. I mean, he's had the car for 2 weeks. And she said, well, we can't afford the car. And the guy said, well, you own the car. And my wife just gave him the keys and said, there it is. And we walked out.
Wow.
We walked out. I don't remember what happened. It was some legal action against us for a while.
Probably did a little havoc on the old credit rating.
Yeah, it did. Huh. So, now that's drastic that I bought a car and hid it from my wife. But,
there are lots of little secrets like that. Mm-hmm. Secrets that may not seem that big, but they really are.
So if you have something that your wife doesn't know, what you do is you call us up, you tell us, and then we'll select the best one, and we'll call your wife mm-hmm. on the radio, and we'll let you tell her the secret that she doesn't know.
And once that's accomplished and we've selected your little secret as the best one, you'll win.
There you go. Then you get the Sony DVD player and the DVD. So call us now on any of the toll-free lines, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey there, Bobby. I guess they found a cure for the cooties.
I don't know. What are cooties?
Well, when I was a boy, that's what we called the germs you got from girls.
Oh, you mean like chlamydia?
Huh?
What on earth are you two talking about?
God loves the Don and Mike Show.
He sure does.
Oh, yeah.
He loves us long time.
Oh, very good. Oh, yes, that's right, G.I.
Here we go with what my wife doesn't know. Won't hurt her.
Here we go.
Where guys call in. Now, it's very rare that we get one we like in the beginning, but this might be the time.
Anything can happen on this game.
This is where it could happen. To give you a quick update, we've heard nothing yet from the two Star Wars DAs
in
Seattle.
Perhaps they're angry.
Perhaps somehow the word of what we did to them yesterday got back to them.
We don't know, though.
Don't know. We're getting lots of faxes for the Winnebago-style show in your home contest.
Very good.
On the night before the Super Bowl, write us a letter. Tell us why you would want us to come.
come out there and we'll do it. 1-800-636-6410. For those of you listening to us in tape-delayed markets, such as our favorite cities, Sacramento. That's right. Come on now. Let's
Sacramento.
Yeah. Get up for Sacramento. Reno. How about even up in Baltimore? Rob, stop it. Yes, you did. You guys are open for the contest as well.
Cool.
So send the facts in. The best letter, regardless of the location, will win. Mike said to me during the break, what if we get the best letter from Seattle?
Right.
Which is the furthest away.
Right.
That's the city furthest away that we broadcast to. Mm-hmm. Well, he says, aren't you having your Super Bowl party the night of the Super Bowl? Mm-hmm. Their answer is yes. We go to Seattle. Mm-hmm. We do the party at the guy's house in Seattle. Then we get up after 1 hour of sleep, and we fly back across the country for the Super Bowl.
It's that easy.
That's how we do it.
We're party animals.
We're going to pick the best letter that explains to us why you should receive your own private Las Vegas-style show in your home, and also how many girls you can supply who will play the crazy reindeer games.
Looking forward to it.
So the fax number, 800-636-6410. Okay, I've said all of that. We're bowling tonight. You know that. Let's go to the phones and see.
Time to give away a DVD player.
And some DVDs. What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her. Here is Scott. Hello, Scott.
How you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great. Scott, where are you from?
Richmond, Indiana.
Well, where are you from now?
Virginia.
Originally from your mother's womb, though.
Yeah, I think.
Originally from your father's demon seed.
No, originally from God.
Exactly.
God. And how long have you been married?
Well, I've been with this lady for over 2 years now.
How long have you been married?
We're living together, have a baby, they have 2 years.
You're not married?
You're not married? Well, no, the game really doesn't work unless you're married. However, you should at least hear the story.
Why not?
And see if you believe the story, because I'm seeing it on the screen.
I don't.
You don't believe it already?
No, I don't.
All right, well, let's hear it anyway. Scott.
About a year and a half ago in the afternoon, she was laying down taking a nap. She was pregnant and tired, and I was kind of fooling around. She was pretty droggy out of it, and I kind of tend to slip something in her mouth and completed the act, and she never woke up, never knew it.
The story is, let me translate
away
for those who didn't understand.
For ye that might not understand ye.
Yeah. He is alleging that his pregnant girlfriend was sleeping, and he put his love in her mouth and completed. He obviously was not on Paxil. He completed in her mouth.
Wow.
And
No, you don't sleep through that. Sorry.
And what are you alleging that she did when she woke up? What she had a milk mustache? She what was it?
Did she wake up during the process?
No, she didn't wake up. I was very gentle and sly about it. She never woke up.
What happened to what happened to all of the evidence?
She kind of swallowed it down.
It what?
She kind of swallowed it down.
Nope.
Don't
believe it.
I don't believe it either. But you know what? Just for snicks, maybe we'll call the woman and see what kind of play these two hillbillies have organized. Yes, yeah, just to see what kind of play acting they've organized.
Absolutely.
All right, hold on.
They got to play for ye.
Just a second. Let's try someone who maybe is actually married this time. Here is Nathan. Hey, Nathan.
What's up?
Are you really married?
More or less. My girlfriend earns everything I have.
No, it's another more or less, you know, and maybe it's a...
I think there's better credibility factor with the individuals that are married.
I'm also getting a message now, the instant message, lots of married guys are calling, but they don't want to play because they're married.
Yeah, duh.
Right, that all the guys who are calling are the guys who are single, who don't care if the girl gets mad at them.
Right.
But all the married guys who are calling say, I'd love to play this game, except I'm married.
All the married guys are sore afeared.
Yes, they're afeared of their women. Well, what are you alleging? What happened with you and your girlfriend?
East Beach stripper.
You what?
East Beach stripper.
All you said, Nathan, was used to be a stripper. Could you tell us who used to be a stripper?
I used to be a stripper.
Put your wiener in what?
Another girl's face.
Where did you strip, Nathan?
In Boise, Idaho, where I used to live.
Did you strip at a club, or were you a dancer that went to parties?
At a club called the Top Hat.
Called the Top Hat. And your girlfriend doesn't know that?
No.
And what on earth do you imagine your ungodly reaction would be?
Kick me out. Take everything I have.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We have to invoke the dumbass rule here.
Yeah, right.
Yes! I'm a DA! Woo!
You are, Nathan.
That's cool.
All right,
congratulations. I know it's cool.
Bye-bye.
All right.
We are 0 for 2.
Wow.
Let's go to Robert. Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Robert, are you married?
Yeah.
All right,
16 years.
There's a start. How long have you been married?
16 years.
16 years. Good long time.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on my cell phone. I'm cleaning carpets. I'm in the other room, so you can't hear my machine.
Oh, all right, I got you. Okay, because it sounds a little hollow. What is it that your wife doesn't know?
Well, she's got a box full of her memorabilia Hello?
Mm-hmm.
We're here.
Okay, it's got a box full of all her memorabilia and all her pictures of her childhood. I didn't realize all the things that were actually in the box, you know, her first tooth, pictures of, you know, just a lot of memorabilia of growing up. And it was in the way all the time. And I told my wife, I was like, you know, you got to go through this stuff in the attic. It's just, it's everywhere. And whenever she'd bring out the Christmas stuff, she'd pull it out and spread it out and just leave it all over the place. So finally, I just packed up and put it out in the street for the trash guy. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting some beeping noises on my phone. So anyways, I just put it out for the trash guy when I cleaned up the attic. And she's been asking for me the last 2 or 3 years, where's that box? You got to find it. She went down there one day. All right.
I think we got the gist.
You threw away a box with all her precious possessions.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
That's Robert. He threw away a box.
That's the best we got so far. Oh, hold on a second, Robert.
Okay.
Hang in there. You're one of our finalists.
hold on a second.
There we go.
Made the cut.
Hold on a second. Threw away her baby tooth.
Yeah.
She liked to die.
Andy.
Yes.
Hi, Andy. You're on the air.
I was just calling to let you guys know the guy who called about the thing from Boise, Idaho is full of crap. I go out there all the time, and the only place is called the Tortured Bikini Bar.
Very good.
Well, of course. Well, thank you for telling us the guy. We knew the guy was lying.
That's why we blew him off and called him a DA.
But he loved it. He loved being a DA. Yeah.
He liked it. He liked just being on the show.
He's proud.
Now, listen, this game is not going to work if the married guys don't step up.
You like Robert, who threw away a box.
I'm not giving away a DVD player.
No way.
To a guy who threw away a box with one of his wife's teeth in it.
We didn't believe Scott from Virginia, who said that he released in his wife's mouth while she was sleeping.
Well, not even his wife.
Yeah. His live-in love.
Completed in his love's mouth.
While she was pregnant with his love child.
While she was sleeping.
Jesus.
And then she just swallowed it.
Jesus.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
God.
Hello.
Speak to us.
All right, I'll try this one. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, thanks. Who's this?
Hey, Andrew. I don't believe that guy that threw out his wife's stuff, because first he said it was in the attic, then he said, she went downstairs. Some holes in the story.
So you think he might be lying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not really relevant.
Well, how could you...
Because he's not going to win anyway.
But there was such a fantastic story, of
it was.
Course.
Yes.
It had to have been a lie.
All right, listen, I'll let you interrogate him. Go ahead. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
I have a gentleman, a listener, wants to interrogate you.
Okay. Okay, Robert.
Yeah.
You said the stuff was in the attic. Then right after that, you said, she went downstairs looking for it and she couldn't find it. So was it in the attic or was it in the basement?
No, it was downstairs in the basement and underneath the stairs. And we put everything up in the attic when we put all the Christmas stuff up. And I told her every year, you know, look, we got to go through this stuff. And she just pulled the stuff out for Christmas, leave it scattered all over it.
Where's Montel Williams when you need him?
I don't know. All right, thank you. Thank you both. Thank
all
you.
Right.
Thank you for that great sleuthing.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Oops.
Hey.
Hold on, I just lost the guy. Oh, crud.
Don't tell me you lost Robert, please.
No, but he's still there. Hey, Robert, you're still there, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hang in there.
Hey, he's Robert.
There. Hold on a second. Let's go. Here we go. Here's Richard in Las Vegas. Richard?
Yes, sir. Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Richard, don't hide from your feelings. Richard, are you married?
Yes, I am. 10 years in April.
All right. 10 years in service. What is it that your wife doesn't know?
Last year, I took a business trip to Dallas, and I went to a strip club with a friend of mine. Charged about $300 on the credit card for dances. When my wife got the bill, I told her I took clients out to dinner.
You know, again, very weak, but at least that's what I believe.
I believe it, too.
Not weak to my wife.
Okay, all right. I got all right. All right, hold on, Richard.
Well, probably not unusual.
Hold on a second. Was the club called Top Hat? No.
Do they feature male strippers?
I don't think so.
All right, no,
all right, hold on a second. Hold
that's
on.
Richard. He went to a strip club and didn't tell his wife.
Let's go to, well, now, this is what we get all the time.
Okay.
This is what I'll tell you. With the next story you're going to get.
Who banged their sister?
No. We get it all the time, though.
All right.
Mark.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
How long have you been married?
Just over 2 years.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Mark, what is it that your wife doesn't know?
Well, when we were dating, she had gotten a new puppy, and she went away for the weekend. She went away for like 4 or 5 days, and I told her I'd take care of the puppy. So the puppy kept whining because it was in its cage. I let it come up on the bed with me, and when I woke up the next morning, I had rolled on the puppy, and it had died.
You suffocated the puppy by rolling on it?
Yes.
How long have you been married, Mark?
A little bit over 2 years.
Now, what kind of a dog was this that you could roll over on it and suffocate it?
It was a mix of, like, a border collie and a, I don't know, golden retriever or something like that.
And then it was a big-ass dog.
Well, not when it was a puppy. But it could sit in the palm of my hand.
We get a killed animal story every time we do this, though. So, all right, let's play along for a second and say that you actually did
suffocate the puppy by rolling over on it.
By rolling over and suffocating the puppy.
I don't know if I rolled on it or if I laid on top of it, but right, when I woke up the next morning, it was
dead. All right, so the puppy is dead. What did you do with the puppy?
I let it come up on the bed with me because it kept whining in its cage.
No, it died.
After you killed the puppy, what did you do?
I brought it to the vet and said, I think I killed this puppy.
All right.
And they took it for me.
All right, and what did
when
you...
When she came back, I said that it had passed away. And that was it. But she doesn't know that I let it come up on the bed with me.
All right, now here's the many holes in the story. As I'm pretending that maybe I'm your wife, and God, what a great existence that would be. I come home and you say, my treasured puppy is dead. I say, oh my God, where is the puppy? And you say the puppy is at the vet.
I said the puppy wasn't breathing. I brought it to the vet. They said that it had died in its sleep, and she was broken up, and I went out and got her a new puppy.
And she never followed up enough to go to the vet or wondering about the dog's remain. I mean, I ask this because we had to put a dog to sleep last summer, and I know the crap that you have to go through.
When you woke up, was the puppy underneath you?
The puppy was kind of like down towards my feet, and I went down to, you know, kind of wake it up and take it outside, and it was just kind of laying there, and I, you know, pit in my stomach. I'm like, ready to throw up, so.
No, that's too bad.
Because the deal, I remember when we put Brandy to sleep, the dog Brandy. Remember Brandy, Mike? Don't you remember Brandy?
Yeah, I do, dog.
That the deal was.
Very, very sick.
The deal was, do you want the dog cremated? Do you want the dog buried? Do you want the collar from the dog? Did they ask you any of those questions at the vet place?
I gave everything. I mean, whatever was on her.
What did they do? What did they do with the dog?
I don't know.
Listen, I'm telling you.
No, I'll tell you why also. I felt it in the pit of my stomach, and he's such a sensitive guy that he's calling a national radio show to let his wife know that the puppy was, that he killed the puppy.
Well, it's been a long time. We have a new dog. And...
No, wait, hold on. I just want to get past this one point with you. I have firsthand experience of this from last summer. You can't just bring a dead dog to a vet, drop it off on the counter, and then say, see you later. They ask you what you want done with the remains. They say, do you want the dog cremated? Do you want the dog put in a doggy cemetery? Do you want us just to put the dog into the giant hamburger helper machine? I mean, they give you a variety of options.
What'd you tell them?
I didn't tell them anything. I never got asked a question. It was a veterinary place, but it was also kind of like an emergency vet hospital type place.
It's also a pizza parlor.
Exactly.
So hold on. So you bring a dead dog in, and what did they charge you?
They didn't charge me anything.
Again.
Yeah, he's lying.
Yeah, no.
He's lying.
Lying.
Because I know I went through this with the dog Brandy.
No, he's lying based on the whole thing. Even though it sounds like an innocent story, it's a lie.
The pucky, the pucky, the puppy would struggle too. The puppy would struggle. Right. Wake him up.
I don't know. I don't know if the puppy struggled or not. I'm just telling you.
No, you're lying.
Woke up.
Nah, you're lying.
Come on, just
come on, fess up.
Yeah, I mean, we've got you like a million different ways on this.
Fess up.
No, seriously.
No.
Hey, you can call the vet place. I honestly brought to the vet. They took it. I
all
walked
right.
out.
I tell you what. Hold on a second. You give us the number of the vet place, and we'll call the vet place.
I don't know the vet. I don't honestly. I don't know the vet off the top of my head because.
Oh, come on!
No. Listen, it's a vet hospital, so we don't take our dog there now.
Right. Well, do you remember what town you live? What town this was in?
Yeah, it's in the Sandy Springs.
No. You don't want to have to say. But if you remember, you remember.
Yeah.
So you remember the name of the place?
I don't. I drive by it every day, and I.
You know, I might start believing him if he used the word honestly a few more times.
Now, come on, give it up. I mean, we busted you. You're lying.
No, I'm dead serious.
He won't give it up.
No.
He won't give it up.
Mm. All right, hold on a second.
All right.
Hold on a second. I'm gonna leave him in the running again.
Very good.
Maybe simply to call to see
sure.
what the other part of this BS is.
Right.
You know, what's waiting for us on the other end of
we'll
the line.
We'll see.
Okay, now we have more calls standing by.
Very good.
Right now, I'm afraid the best one that we got going is the guy who...
threw away a box.
No. Oh, let me get rid of him.
The guy that went to the strip club?
Yeah. Hey, listen, is this the guy who threw away the box?
Yeah.
See you later.
Sorry, Robert.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye. Not sick enough.
So Richard, who went to the strip club, and, you know.
He's the leader.
He doesn't hide from his feelings.
He's the leader, but we have more calls standing by, and right. We can certainly delve more into this dead puppy issue that I don't believe.
Commercial.
Because I can tell you from first-hand experience, you just don't walk into a vet place and
with
just
a dead puppy.
Just drop down a dead puppy and then say, okay, see you later. And they don't charge you a dime.
Right.
And they don't ask you what you want done with the dog. And then I would think for sure you might even remember, you know, the name of the place.
I would think so.
You would think so. We will be right back. You people.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I don't want to talk to you. You may be mad today. Don't talk to me. It ain't been easy living with you all this time, the things that you've done to me. Trying to pick at my brain what little bit's left of it. Hey, look here. I'm not all the way crazy.
Right.
Amen, brother.
Don't listen if you're fuzzless behind the zipper. The Don and Mike Show.
Remember that.
Don and Mike Gunner Balls. Hot balls in action tonight.
Oh, balls!
Our bowling team will be taking on Mr. 40 and the Urban Posse at tonight's Strike Bethesda.
Yeah.
We will hit the lanes at 8 o'clock tonight. Come on out. Love to see you. Strike Bethesda, West Bard Avenue in Bethesda, Maryland, right off River Road. For details, directions, go to www.strikebethesda.com.
Fantastic.
All right, we have a bunch more guys now.
Well, good. We need some fresh blood.
A bunch more guys are playing What My Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her with a Sony DVD player and a bunch of DVDs. Let's go to, let's see, Steve. Just reading the description and, I don't know, Steve, maybe it's the way that Joe is phrasing it on the computer. Steve, hi.
How you doing?
Are you married?
I am.
How long?
A year.
What is 1 year, newlywed.
What is it?
Newlywed.
What is it that your wife doesn't know?
Well, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I tied her up with some neckties. Tried to get a little kinky. And went into the bathroom to obviously get prepared for some oral pleasure. And I filled my mouth with some chloroseptic. I figured that would numb my mouth, get the taste out of my mouth. Came back in and gave her the night of her life. She has no idea that that's how I was able to sustain the taste.
What it says on the screen,
you know, it is funny.
What it says on the screen is, has to use chloroseptic. Hates wife's
feminine. Not every time. But
hates wife's feminine stink.
So you hate giving oral so much that you gargle with chloroseptic?
I don't hate it. I'll tell you that right now. I actually enjoy it, but this particular night, I don't think I could have stood it. So I went into the bathroom. She remembers me even going into the bathroom.
Because she had an odor problem?
Yeah, at the time she did, yes.
She did.
Could have been close to the monthly friend.
Oh. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
I have to keep him on the line.
Oh, hold on.
Hello.
Hey, why am I getting that here?
Hey, Dudley, and this is how it goes. Speaking of sports.
Hey, Rob, why am I getting, well, no, I don't know what happened to Rob. He's gone.
Rob?
Yeah, that'll do it, Mike.
Rob?
Let's go to Matt. Was that him tearing down the hall?
Yes. Hello? Didn't you feel the floor?
Hi, Matt. You're on the air.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hey, Robbie, I got a BTS-2. Major problem.
Oh, no.
See? I'm getting reverb.
You shouldn't.
I know I shouldn't, but I am.
He's well-trained, though. He goes right for the microphone.
That's terrific.
Yeah, I know. The phones are all effed up. Hi there, Matt.
Hi.
Matt from Connecticut.
What are you doing?
We're doing great. How long have you been married?
It'll be 2 years in September.
All right, what is it that your wife doesn't know?
My wife's sister got pregnant, and she got an abortion. My wife still hasn't forgiven her, still won't talk to her, and I'm the one who convinced her to get an abortion.
All right, but you didn't knock your sister-in-law.
I didn't knock her up. No. Yeah.
But you convinced her to get the abortion?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't know.
That's awful personal.
Yeah. Sorry. Thanks, though. Let's go to
dumbass
Carrie. Oh, come on, Carrie.
Down the mic.
Carrie, hi, Carrie.
How you doing?
We're doing
Carrie,
great.
Like you're a male version of Carrie.
Yeah. Last time I checked, I was a
C-A-R-Y.
Are you a C-A-R-Y or a yes, K-E-R-R-Y or a
C-A-R-Y.
K-E-R-I?
K-E-R-I is girl.
Yeah, that's right. If a guy was named Carrie, like the hand lotion.
Carrie, how long you been married?
Almost 8 years.
Okay, what is it that your wife doesn't know?
She doesn't know I got laid off last week and I started a new job this week.
Well, so you got another job. That's
about a $3 pay cut.
A $3 pay cut?
$3 an hour.
$3 an hour. So you didn't let your wife know that you had been laid off?
No, sir.
All right, what had you done before?
I was a warehouse manager for an electronic company.
All right, and how much were you making, if you don't mind me asking?
I was making
$13 an hour. And your new job is?
I'm just doing assembly work for a company that we sold parts to. Oh. And you're getting an assembly line.
And you're getting $10 an hour there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, all right. I mean, I believe him.
Yeah, so do I.
I believe him. I still kind of have to go with Steve gargling with chloroceptic.
Yeah. Let's go to...
Unique is what you seek.
Mike. Hi, Mike.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. We're doing great. Mike, how long have you been married?
4 years.
What is it your wife doesn't know?
First off, I want to ask you, are you guys going to pay for the divorce lawyer, too?
If it's that good.
All right.
Yeah, because wait till you hear this.
Yeah.
Here it comes.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on, lay it on us.
I'm cheating on my wife with a girl down in Washington, D.C. Her name is Frida.
Oh, come on. Now, listen, don't make me star 69 and give out your phone number.
He's a mute.
Now, you're very amused, but you know, we have the power to get your phone number and broadcast it on national radio.
I get you guys all the time.
Yeah, you're so good. So scary good.
Yeah, wow. Ooh, man.
Oh, God.
Man, is my ass red. God damn, did you get us.
You're just the best.
Ooh.
Oh, man.
Jesus, wow. Yeah, well, you've been beaten by the best, Mike. Wow.
I had to do that. I love you guys, though. I really do.
Oh, man, what is that? Ow, ow. Someone see if my lip is bleeding. I just got a knockout punch.
You guys rule, though.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Why is he that proud of himself?
I don't know, but we've made his year.
We certainly seem to give him a great deal of pleasure.
A lot of pleasure.
Yeah, we do.
Here we go. The number you are trying to call cannot be reached by this method. Oh. If you know the number, please dial it direct.
Oh, boy.
We hate that.
I hate that a lot.
We hate that.
Boy, it makes me want to go gargle with chloroceptic.
Hello. Don and Mike, who's this?
This is Phil.
Phil? Phil, how long have you been married?
5 years.
What is it that your sweet cunning honey doesn't know?
Well, you know, I've actually got two stories, and I was hoping you guys could, you know, help me out with which one you think is better.
Okay.
The first one is I was in New Orleans on a business trip, and I'd ran up a tab at a strip bar, and I ended up not wanting to pay the bill because, you know, they charged me too much. It was about $500. So I ended up leaving the bar, telling them I'd be right back. And I canceled the credit card, but what I forgot is they took my driver's license as well when I gave them the tab. So when I got back home, I told my wife that I'd lost my wallet. And, you know, there was a discrepancy of $500 on the bill. So, you know, she couldn't, I'd never actually told her the truth on that.
That's pretty good.
All right. And what else?
The second one is I got a $7,000 bonus at work. This was about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And I told her it was $5,000, and I took the other $2,000 and bet it on the Florida State Virginia Tech game.
Yeah, that's a better one.
And, that is good.
Did you win or lose?
I lost. And the funny thing is, yeah, I bet $1,000 on the game, and then I was losing at halftime, and I went back at halftime and put another $1,000 because I bet on an online account. You can actually bet at the half. So I went back in and put the other $1,000 on it, and I ended up losing on both of them. And Virginia Tech actually took the lead in that game, so I thought I won both. And I was buying everyone, you know, drinks, and ended up losing both.
Okay, hold on a second. Now, that one is not bad.
I like that one.
That one's not bad. I'm always fond of the, you know, hiding money from your wife and doing something bad. But
the strip one is, the strip club's a little overused.
But, you know, this thing about the, and the guy who lost his job, I feel bad for him, but he got a new job.
Yeah, that's what makes it better. If he didn't tell his wife that he was laid off and he was still laid off.
Like if he was pretending he was going to work every day,
right.
That would be a good one.
Exactly.
I'm still leaning towards the guy who says his wife's V smells.
So he gargled with chloroseptic when he had her tied up with neckties.
What do you think? Is that the consensus?
I like that one.
Sure.
That's the winner.
Is that the best one we have?
That is the winner.
All right. Steve.
Yes, sir.
I guess what we're going to do is call your wife now.
Well, that's fine.
And let you tell her. Hold on, please. All right, Robbie, here you go.
Got to call her and let her know what's going on.
There's the number at the, I dialed 9 already, right on the top.
Oh, the first one there, sure.
Yeah. And tell her that... Steve wants you to come on the Don and Mike show. We're making sure we're not calling on the hotline, on the hot phone.
Good morning.
Because that's where our new hotline is. Yeah, the name is Dory.
Dory.
Is she conjoined?
that's right, Lori and Dory.
Lori and Dory. Reba. One of them likes to be called Reba, right?
Have I told you you're my favorite?
I think Dory liked to be called Reba.
I think you're right.
They were conjoined twins that we had on the show one time.
Tried to call them recently, and they weren't home.
Siamese twins. And someone cracked us up because they said they weren't home. Well, of course they weren't home. One of them can't leave without the other one.
That's exactly right. Buzz, I believe, had said that. The king of logic.
No answer?
No answer.
No
we'll
answer.
Try once more just to be sure.
We might have to go with Phil's wife.
Hey, Steve, that number you gave us, you think your wife is there?
Yeah, that's a direct line, direct extension.
That's a direct extension? All right, Rob's trying it again.
We'll see if we can get in touch with her.
And her name is Dory?
Yes, very unique name, huh?
Yeah.
Chloroseptic breath.
Yeah, like cherries.
She have voicemail?
Yeah.
Are you getting voicemail, Robbie?
No, I let it ring like 5 times.
Later. All right, we can't get through here.
No, hold on a second. Give the number to Rob. Hold on a second, please. Hold on.
All right, Rob's going to take the number off the air. We're going to see if we get in touch with this woman.
Line one, Rob. Just make sure we got the right number here.
Steve, let me have that number again.
Okay.
All right, Rob's going to write down the number.
Okay.
We've broken him of the habit of saying it out loud when he gets it from the person.
All right, I'll try it again.
Nope, that's the exact same number. It's the exact
starts to make me nervous about old Steve.
Steve, that's the exact same
Steve
that was on our computer.
She should be there.
Steve, you're not pulling a fast one on us.
No fast one. She'll tell you exactly what day it was.
You know, the tied up with neckties really that's the one part of this story that's got me a little wobbly.
First time I ever tied anyone up with neckties. That's why she'll know this story like the back of her hand.
A little woozy.
Or the back of your throat.
And Rob, any answer at all?
Ring number three.
Ring number three.
Come on, man.
Voicemail.
Uh-huh.
She's in the office until 3:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah, she works until 3:30. She should be there.
Well, she's not there. Sorry
about that, Steve.
You're SOL.
Should I have her call us back?
Nah.
No, not necessarily.
No, hold on. Let me leave a message for her.
All right.
Hold on.
So I'm going to lose because she's not answering?
Pick up and hit two.
Right.
Pick up on 444, hit
two. Yeah, hit two to leave a message.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hit two to leave a message.
They're going to delete this out.
Wow.
Try litter green.
Boy, I believe that is... that's definitely been deleted out. Oh, God.
I just left a message.
Right.
I said, your pee stinks.
Well, yeah. Steve told us.
Your pee word stinks.
Right. Steve gone?
Yeah, Steve's out of the con.
Very good. Who do you want to go to next, Phil?
Well, yeah, hold on. This is another one we get all the time about phony diamonds. Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
Now, what is the deal? You bought your wife phony diamonds?
Well, no, it's my girlfriend. I bought her the real thing, and they were, they had threaded backs. And a few weeks after Christmas, I took them back, and I got her TV, and I did a shitty job, or a crappy job threading them. And so now the back won't stay on, so she won't wear them because she's afraid she's going to lose them.
All right, hold on. Run this by me again.
What?
I don't get what you're saying.
I bought her real diamonds.
Okay, you bought?
A pair of diamond earrings for Christmas.
Right.
And a few weeks after Christmas, I took them back, and I bought her cubic zirconia to replace them.
Well, you tried to get a refund?
Well, I did. I took them back.
So how much was the value of the diamond earrings that you bought?
They were actually only a couple hundred dollars.
And then you took them back for the zirconia, and how much was the difference?
The TVs were like $50.
So you got $150 to play with.
Yeah.
Well, now, do jewelry stores, you know, again, I swear I'm not trying to be a ball buster, but generally, you buy something, they don't take it back, do they?
No.
They don't give you your money back.
I had no problem.
What, Robbie?
I think they would take diamonds back.
Yeah. You think so?
Resell them.
Well, they would probably do an exchange, but they probably wouldn't give you your money back.
No, I had no problem. I can't remember the jewelry store I bought them from is out of business now, too. But
Now, come on, that's where you hurt your case. And it was just...
Well, actually, it was in Springfield Mall. It was down there near the food court. If you check and see what the jewelry store used to be in there.
Yeah, I still don't. Guys, I don't... Even if it's true, I don't think it's thick enough.
Yeah, I agree. Sorry. Right. Bye-bye. See you later.
Thanks for hanging up.
So, let's see. Oh, we still have the guy who claims he killed his wife's puppy.
That would be Mark.
Hey, Mark, turn your radio down.
You suffocated the puppy.
Mark, would you like to come clean that you're lying about this?
Dude, I'm telling the truth.
Dude. No way.
I know he is lying. I know no way, but let's call just to see what...
All right, we'll see.
What's on the other end. Hold on a second. Rob, call Jacqueline.
Ah, Jacqueline.
Let's see what the deal is.
Call Jackie.
Oh, no.
I can't believe that.
I'm so mad at you.
And now,
our relationship is over.
Reserving the right not to give this guy the prize, because we don't believe this guy's story.
It's a little hinky.
There are too many holes in the story.
Well, let Mark tell the story.
Yeah, like about the dead dog and going to the vet and simply dropping it off. And
right.
No paperwork, no money, no...
going to the dead puppy depository.
Now talk about what to
DPD.
Do with it. You know, I believe it more if he would have just said, like, I went through the dog in a dumpster.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's cold, but I would have believed that.
Man, that is cold.
Any answer there, Robbie?
Nope.
Ed Jacqueline's number?
Let me try once more, just to be sure.
All right. Well, we're getting killed on this today.
The lucky Jacqueline.
Come on.
You having a problem with the phone?
The phone wouldn't hang out.
Puppy was down near my feet. I like to die. I got a feeling in the pit of my stomach.
All right, so we don't go with this guy, though. We go with...
Phil. Unless you want to go with Richard, who went to the strip club, which is pretty overused.
No. Phil's the guy who had the bonus.
He got a $7,000 bonus. He told his wife it was $5,000 and bet $2,000 on a football game, losing the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah, he's going to be our winner. Yeah, he's the guy we'll go with. But this one's just for snicks.
Hi, this is the Don and Mike radio show. We have your husband, Mark, on the phone. He'd like to speak to you on the air. Can we put you on the air? All right, hang on. You'll be on the air.
Okay, great. All right, Mark, go ahead. Your wife is on the phone.
All right. No, this is Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan. Hold on a second, Jonathan.
That's line two. You
line
need.
Two.
All right, we're going to get Mark back.
Mark.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Mark, we have your wife here.
Okay.
Want to say hi?
Jacqueline.
Hi.
Hey.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. Your husband has told us a story that, frankly, we do not believe.
Okay. But we're playing a little game called What Your Wife Doesn't Know Won't Hurt Her, where guys are, they call in with different secrets, and if we think the secret is big enough, we let them call the wife and come clean.
Now, we don't believe your husband, and we're not planning on giving him a prize, and I'll explain to you why after he tells you. You know, and maybe you'll be able to win us over to prove that this is a true story.
Mark, would you like to share the story?
All right, Jacqueline, you remember Roxy?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well,
hold on. Let me ask you, Jacqueline. Who is Roxy?
My puppy.
All right. What kind of a puppy?
She's a golden retriever and a cocker spaniel. We think she's mixed.
Yeah,
mixed. Okay. All right. Very good.
So, okay. I'm sorry. There are old ladies driving by me. So anyways, when you went away that weekend, I took Roxy out of the cage, and I let her come up on the bed with me, and that's how she died. Because I think I suffocated her when she came up on the bed with me, and I never told you that.
You didn't die in your sleep?
No.
Okay.
All right, now here's where, here's where his story.
I tell you, I'm thinking credibility. It's not the phony overreaction that we.
Here's where his story fell apart in our eyes. He tells us that he suffocated the dog, that he rolled over on the dog and suffocated the dog
by accident. They said he felt horrible
by accident, and then he brought the dog to the vet, and at that point, the story really falls apart because, according to him, he just, like, went in with a dead puppy and gave it to them, and they said, okay, see you later. That they never asked what he wanted done with the remains. They never charged him anything.
But do you believe this, Jacqueline?
I guess so. I don't know why you didn't tell me.
Why didn't you tell her, Mark?
I don't know. I felt like a total idiot. I mean, came home with this dog, a shocker that I feel like an idiot, but she comes home with this dog, and she was so excited. I told her she didn't want to leave the dog with me, and I'm like, no, I'll watch her. I was being the good, you know, boyfriend at the time, and I killed her dog, so, I mean, I took her out and got her another dog, but, I mean, still, I felt like, you know, like I killed this.
Jacqueline, let me ask you, because these were some of the questions that I had. For instance, when you got home and he told you that the dog had passed away in its sleep, how come you never, like, wanted to go to the veterinary clinic yourself to check on the details or
what? Or did you? Did you do any of that?
No, I mean, I don't know why I wouldn't trust him.
Oh. Mm. All right, well, that's not a bad answer.
Yeah, none of her answers have been bad. I think she's very credible.
Did you worry about, I mean, did you at any point, like, consider a doggy funeral or cremating the dog or anything? Did he say anything about that?
No. I gotta go. I'm gonna be sick.
Well, we have a. Are we going to go ahead and give him the prize?
I don't know. I'm conflicted.
Yeah, I am conflicted,
I'm
too.
I'm conflicted.
Jacqueline, you can go, and we'll take up the rest of this with Mark, but he might have some good news for you.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I guess you'll have to talk to Mark later.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks for your
time. Bye-bye.
You know what we're going to have to do? Mark, I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Mark, sometimes we have to, you know, do the Inquisition. We really do.
Yeah, that's cool.
We got to go to break, and here's what I'm going to ask you to do right now. Those of you by a computer, what I'd like you to do is go to WNEW.com and click on Instant Feedback. And over the next commercial break, which is like 6 minutes, we'll tell you, we'll let you decide
whether you believe Mark or not.
Does this guy, just yes or no, does he deserve the prize?
Yes.
Does he deserve the
prize? Well, I mean, or do you believe him or not? Because I think if it's true, he deserves the prize.
Right. Because then he accidentally killed his girlfriend, now wife's dog, and
he felt bad about it. If it's the truth, he deserves the prize. So do you believe him or not?
You know, yeah, because we don't know. We're too close to it. So, and if that doesn't work, then if you guys vote no on that, then we're going to go to the guy who took $2,000 out of his bonus.
And bet it on his $7,000 bonus.
And bet it on a Florida State football game. So right now, the jury is out. It's in your hands.
I mean, and don't just be mean. Vote honestly. Yeah, vote your conscience.
Go to WNEW.com, Instant Feedback, right now. Johnny will start tabulating them. Simply log on, Instant Feedback, yes or no.
There it is.
And only one vote for customer, please. This is not Chicago. We will be right back.
And Mike Show.
Tell us why we should come to your house. And you got to fax us a letter at 800-636-6410. Lisa, do we have any entries that we could share? Any that don't involve life-threatening diseases or people getting killed by drunk drivers? Or
we had mentioned before that we're going to look for the letters that actually involve a wild group of people. That's what we're looking for.
Surgeries that have gone bad. Oh, look at my God. We got all kinds.
Here we go.
Here we go. Donna Mike, my name is Jennifer. I'm 26. She's from Plainfield, New Jersey. The reason I deserve a Las Vegas-style show at my house for Super Bowl Saturday is every damn time it comes to the Super Bowl, because I'm a girl, I have to be the designated driver. I have to stay sober. I love football. What's the point of watching the most important game of the year if you're not drinking beer? besides the whole drinking thing, I've always wanted to be a showgirl in Las Vegas. Not a nude one, but a girl that teases with the feathers. I have several hot girlfriends that would love to party with you guys and me, of course. If I win, I would definitely have at least 30 people there. It would be an awesome time. Wink, wink.
I like that letter.
That's more what we were looking for.
I like that letter. Indeedy, I do.
Oh, and we're adding up your votes right now on the instant feedback. Don and Mike, please don't use our personal info on the air, but if you pick us for the Vegas-style show, we will fill the audience with several swinger lifestyle couples and can guarantee enthusiastic audience participation and nudity.
Don, we have a winner.
Very, very simple. A very simple approach there, and that could
that's
be
not
a
bad. Let me see. That's from the Washington, D.C. area.
And we all know how good-looking swingers are.
That's right.
No offense, Buzz.
Here's one to us from Spokane, Washington. Don and Mike, H to the Uzo. U to the SZ would be Foshizi, the dopest crib in my hood for your partay, and a Grandmaster Pimpsy Pimp in my lazy days need a brisake. The market is a bit on the low, faux show. Down it go, almost on the flow. My girls is getting rusty. They're big busty, it must be. And see, I'm talking soon. So here's the dealio. Here's the down low. Brings the posse to the west side, and let's get this thing going. You see, I'm coming up, so you better get this party started. My lady's got to get a reason to get out of their threads. So bring it. Oh, what do the girls look like? How about blam, pow, bazam, blap, blap. We're talking about a cure for the pax, Mike.
There we go.
Don't leave me hanging. Show me the money. Scott from Spokane, Washington.
Gotta like that letter.
Okay.
Hi, Scott.
You got one more? You got one more I can peek at? Okay, let me see. What is this? Dear Don and Mike, this is from D.C. area. Let me see. I'm a new listener. I enjoy your show. I think the Las Vegas-style party should be at my house because I'm a party monster. 27-year-old man with an S-load of female friends, and my fiancé has female friends. Here are more reasons. One, I'm 27, and so are all my girlfriends. That means we're old enough to participate in the activities. Two, my house is more than enough room to invite over 100 people.
Very good.
Guaranteed, 65% will be women of all ages. Three, my friends and I love to drink and party. Four, besides the Redskins, the Packers are my second favorite team. Five, and the most important reason you guys should come to my house, my friends and I are just people, and we need to get down and have some fun.
Well, that's a letter. There are a couple of letters there that really spoke to what we're looking for.
Okay, so
just people.
And again, what we're talking about is bringing the entire cast and crew, no matter where you live, to your house. And we're not just talking about all of us here on the show. We're talking about Dennis Murphy, Homo Joe, Tom the Monster, Cheryl the Big Dyke, Mr. 40, coming to your house, disc jockey John Pop with a sound system.
Very good.
All of our sound effects, all the stuff that, you know, the...
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Right. All that stuff, all the tapes.
All the good stuff.
We'll come. Do just like we used to do in the arenas. We will do the stage show. Oh, man, that's better going down.
There you go.
And it was coming up.
Put that on your toast.
We will do the entire show in your basement.
Mm-hmm.
Or your
living room.
Yeah, we have cash prizes for all the girls and guys who play our naked reindeer game.
Or your master bedroom, if that's where you want us to be.
And just to make sure that you have enough beverages and enough snacks, we're going to provide you with $500 in cash to take care of all the refreshments.
Or your rumpus room.
So what you want to do is write us a letter. This party is going to be in somebody's house on the night before the Super Bowl.
I want everybody to know if you're going to send a letter, and I'm coming out, so you better get the party started.
1-800-636-6410. That is our toll-free fax number.
My friends and I are looking trashy in our Mercedes-Benz.
Okay, here we go. We've got the votes tabulated.
Are we going to get a drum roll?
Yep, we are. Okay. According to you, the Don and Mike consumer,
we'll mark.
Here we go.
The puppy killer. Win the prize.
And let me simply say this, that knowing the Don and Mike audience as I do,
yes,
you have surprised me.
Really?
Wow.
Four, with over 787 instant feedbacks during the commercial set, 65% Believe him.
Whoa. That means that Mark is our winner. He has won the DVD player.
That's right. Now, normally, the Don and Mike audience, it's an audience of non-believers.
Incredible. I'm very surprised at these results.
But, I'm a long-time listener, and they definitely surprised me because I would have voted a liar.
You would have voted you a liar.
We appreciate
even if I believed him, you know,
We appreciate your candor, Mark.
Well, Mark, who accidentally suffocated his girlfriend, now wife's puppy. Congratulations, you've won the Sony DVD player.
I did like that part where you said you felt a little sickness in the pit of your stomach. That showed that you had a little humanity.
Yeah. You also won the original Mad Max, The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai, and a 2-DVD disc copy of MASH.
Wow.
Pick them up at Circuit City or Borders today. Your DVD player prizes courtesy of Sony.
Sony,
the one and only. We love Sony.
We sure do.
Thank you.
I love Sony.
Sony, dude. Thank you. Hold on, Mark. Well, what can I say? But you won us over. And more importantly, you won the audience over.
Oh, yeah. You did 65% is a healthy, healthy victory.
All right, there you go. And normally, you know, this is a hanging jury, the people who listen to this show.
Absolutely. They believed him.
Okay. Here you go. Here's a call you want to take. Glenn.
Hey, guys.
Glenn the janitor. What?
How's it going? I want to be a part of that list of characters you're going to be bringing to the Las Vegas-style show, being it'll be my first one.
No way.
Absolutely not.
No freaking way.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
No way.
No.
I'd be like the bull of the party, the fun, the life of the party.
The answer is no.
No, not even if we come up to the New York area.
How about this? If in that case, you won't invite me to your party, I'll just send in my own little facts, and I'll have the facts of the lifetime that you'll have to pick my place.
All right, you know what? If you send the facts in, that is so great, and we read it, and we call you.
Yes.
Yeah, you'll win.
All right, listen, absolutely. Should I send it anonymously? So
sure. Don't send it with, signed Glenn the Janitor, the radio file.
Okay.
But just make sure the area is right, because we want to know that.
Of course. As a matter of fact, I bet you any amount of money, if you'd like to put a wager, I have $100 coming to me from your show, of course. I'll put $100 up that my fax is the best invite you ever heard
very
in your
good.
Life.
Very
you're
good.
On.
You're on?
Yes, you're on. Goodbye, Glenn. Aren't you going to sing that you love the show?
I love you. Yes, it's the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Okay. There we go.
There he is. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, who's this?
This is Joel from Sacramento.
Hello, Joel.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Great. Yeah, Don, I'd like to thank you for you shouting out your love for Sacramento yesterday.
Oh, got another Bud Love. Are you kidding?
Look at everything he knows, sir.
Look at all those ratings. Look at all those beautiful Sacramento ratings. That's great.
Fears now?
It's a great place to be. It really is.
Yeah. And, Mike, I know you've loved Sacramento the whole time. That's cool.
I have, and I only kid and joke with the people of Sacramento. I actually find it a wonderful place to be.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean,
I love it. I love the climate.
Yeah. Well, today it was freezing.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was 20 degrees last night.
Well, I like the people, and the people. It doesn't matter what the temperature is, right?
Yeah.
I know that Rob is really hoping that the Super Bowl Las Vegas style show is from a home in the Sacramento area.
That would be great.
Yes.
Yeah, but Rob hates everyone. So.
No. Yeah, he does.
He does.
And Rob, point, that sir. Was very transparent on your part.
And I'm a kidder, Don. I kid all the time.
Highly transparent. Now, Mike, listen, you...
I'm never serious about that. I kid because I love.
I know you're not.
That's right.
I know you're not.
All right, love you guys.
Okay. Love you, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Good day to you.
Bye-bye.
Good day.
See I've got Ken out there.
Bye-bye. Good day. Good day to you, sir.
That's another good call.
Great call.
Great city. I love Sacramento.
Both of you guys shut up. They gave us number one ratings.
What am I saying?
Hello. Don and Mike Show. See, it's not what you're saying.
It's not what I'm saying. Well, let me just go on record, finally.
Don't do it.
And say.
Don't do it.
Say seriously.
No,
that I
don't
love
do
Sacramento.
It. Don't do it.
I love
do,
Sacramento.
Don't do it.
I truly
do. Oh, my God.
There we go. I love Sacramento.
Let me just say, you have...
There we are.
You got to buy some Clearasil for your ass.
Oh, dear. I want to say I love Sacramento.
Oh, God.
I do.
Bah!
I do indeed.
Oh, God damn.
Thank you very much.
Did you see that, Buzz?
No, I looked away.
Well, Buzz, let me show you.
No, I'll pass.
All right, I won't. I won't.
All right, let's go to Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
I love it. Buzz.
He made it.
I love it.
Let me just say this. You mind?
Why? You're now smelling your fingers.
Yes.
I don't want to get mixed up with that bitch.
Here she got out.
Great ass!
Thank you, Don. Thank you very much.
As Mike was professing his love for Sacramento, he pulled out his pants.
Exposing
and
us.
I didn't need to see that.
I'm so sorry. I felt motivated.
I didn't need to see
I felt
that.
Motivated.
Didn't need
but
that.
But I think I've set the record straight now.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Maybe I'll do it again sometime.
Buzz.
Yes.
Buzz, what is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Now I'm thinking it's Mike's ass.
Right.
Actually, it's an American traitor returns to the U.S.
Oh, that John, what's his name?
John Walker guy.
Oh, just throw him out of the plane.
All right, everybody, stay tuned, please.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up. On the Don and Mike Show.
The Don and Mike Show. That was very...
professional.
You, look at it, your fingers. God damn, I know where they were.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Your source for bad horse. The Don and Mike Show.
Listen. The hot balls in action tonight.
Go balls!
Down to my gutter balls. Take it on Mr. 40 and the Urban Posse. Going to be at Strike Bethesda, Bethesda, Maryland tonight at 8 o'clock. Strike Bethesda's on West Bard Avenue in Bethesda, right off River Road. Go to www.strikebethesda.com to see about the bowling alley, where it is. We'd love to meet you. We'll be out there tonight, as a matter of fact. One update. We had said that tomorrow night we were going to Club Wet to pay off the bet with the homosexuals who beat us in bowling.
Right. The date has been moved.
Yes, as it turns out, they are not available tomorrow.
Right.
So we have had to move the date, I think, all the way to until the next time our schedules could match up, to February 11th.
Ah, well, it gives you a chance to say the name of the month that you love.
February 11th.
February,
as opposed to now, which is January. And here is a Guy Birdley. So anyway, that's the new date when we're paying off the gay bar bet. February 11th,
which is
a Monday. And now here is a Guy. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. American Taliban member John Walker is on his way back to the U.S. and may face the death penalty.
I tell you, if you put an N-N-Y on the end of that name, he'd be a lot more popular.
Johnny
Walker.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can either go with the booze or you can go with the disc jockey.
Hey, you know what? See, now there you scored.
Thank you very much.
Yesterday you threw the strike.
Yeah, I know, the futon.
But that Johnny Walker.
Then worse than that, Eddie Arnold at the end of the show.
Okay.
Made up for it.
There you go.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Johnny Walker.
You having a good time?
And if he was a Russian guy, Johnny Walker red.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
The death penalty will apply only if he's charged with and convicted of treason. Otherwise, he's looking at life in prison on terrorism charges.
And you know, this guy, what's his name?
John Walker.
His whole family, they're so upset.
Mm-hmm.
His mom, Nancy.
Nancy Walker.
His dad, Ed.
Right, and his brother, JJ.
And of course, our friend, Dude.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, poor Dude Walker. Dude, where are you?
I'm over here now.
Oh, hi.
And his cousin that just uses the last name. You know, the guy that's the Texas Ranger.
Ranger.
Oh, yeah.
But John Walker admits he knew last summer that Bin Laden was sending people to the U.S. on a suicide mission. In the words of Attorney General John Ashcroft, youth is not absolution for treachery, and self-discovery is not an excuse to take up arms against your country.
You know, it worries me a little bit, though, they pay all this attention to this guy.
Right.
You know, it just seems to me there are bigger fish to fry.
There are. Here's one now. Egyptian Wail Kish had a homemade pilot's uniform with him, and posters of airplane cockpits when he flew into Kennedy Airport last September. But the jury in his trial will never know about the pilot's uniform or the cockpit posters.
We got bigger fish to fry.
There you go, bigger fish to fry.
A judge has ruled those things will not be allowed as evidence in this guy's trial.
Brian.
Kish faces charges of having phony pilot's documents and of lying about his reason for coming to the U.S., but a federal judge has blocked as evidence the posters and the uniform, saying it could put the jury on a road of speculation.
Oh, gee, that would be a bad road to get. Yeah. Gee, what would we speculate? That maybe the guy's a dumbass?
Really?
A small plane taking off from Portland, Oregon was still missing after its pilot prompted the scrambling of fighter jets yesterday.
You just yelled to yell, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
The pilot told an airport worker he was going to find the tallest building in Portland and ram into it. And then he took off in a 1946 Stinson. There's no sign he ever got anywhere near downtown Portland, but citizens were so concerned about the roar of fighter jets overhead, they called 911. Officials were unable to contact the plane by radio, perhaps because it's too old to have one. Oh, the pilot is now in custody today. Authorities have not explained how that happened, but he is being questioned.
Here's what the pilot had to say to the media in Portland.
In 1959, I was the most valuable player on defense in the National Football League.
Oh, come on.
There you go. Pilot had a leather helmet. Just so we're clear, James Earl Ray is the man who killed Martin Luther King. James Earl Jones is an African-American actor who didn't kill anybody.
This is CNN.
Well, you do that much better than
this is CNN. Now, piss off.
In fact, Jones will get a Martin Luther King Award Saturday in Florida, if the company in Texas that made the plaque can fix the inscription in time. The plaque came back with the words, "Thank you, James Earl Ray, for keeping the dream alive." Oh. The owner of the trophy company says it was a mistake, not a slur.
Brilliant mistake. Jesus Christ.
He says his company's done a lot of civil rights work. He says a lot of the people at his company just don't speak English very well.
No.
I have trouble buying that.
That is an unacceptable excuse.
That really is
that
not
is speak
English.
It's like someone who doesn't speak English wouldn't put Ray instead of Jones.
Right.
That is not acceptable.
Not a typo.
Somebody at that Texas place was effing with people.
Right. Rob Spiewak. There, that'll fix everything.
Now, what would be the point of becoming a UPS or Domino's driver in the state of Georgia if this law passes? State Representative Dorothy Pilott wants to make it illegal for people to answer their door naked.
Say Dorothy Twat?
No, what? Dorothy Pilott. She wants to make it illegal for folks to answer their doors naked. She says the current decency laws don't go far enough in that respect.
The UPS guy, FedEx guy, Domino's guy.
Mm-hmm. Then you're fully turgid.
Sure. How you doing?
Yeah, you just put. Don't you put the money on it?
Yeah, I do.
With tape.
A lot of time I do like Tommy Lee. You know when Tommy Lee would drive the boat.
Right. Yeah,
I open the door with it.
Yeah, you use the little thumb thing.
Yeah,
you just slap it down on there.
Yes, I do.
That's why they always say no tipping.
Right.
That's a tip. The American Civil Liberties Union says it would fight such a law, but Pilott's proposal probably won't pass. People kind of know where she's coming from. She's previously introduced bills to ban long fingernails on students and to prohibit supermarket baggers from licking their fingers.
Hold on, Domino's man.
Mr. Pizza Guy.
Oh, we got he's naked.
And I had to take the beasts over to the in-laws' house before I went to the golf course.
Is that the pizza guy or the guy answering the door?
No, that's the pizza guy.
Oh, okay.
Look at him. He's naked.
That's why I've got Vibrin. I'm going to take like five of them at a time.
Very good.
He's naked.
He's naked.
It's a naked pizza guy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
It's a white pizza.
It's not working out too great.
I'll sleep for 2 or 3 hours. I'll be fine.
Well, you're naked now.
All right. Thank you. Anything else, naked pizza guy?
Wow.
No.
Always laughing. Now he's playing with it.
Oh, yeah, right. I agree. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, naked pizza guy.
Keep killing me.
All right. There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for the pizza. Oh, I didn't like that side either.
Last year, the same lawmaker got up in front of her fellow lawmakers to say that she had been visited by the spirit of missing Washington intern Chandra Levy.
Of course.
So they probably won't pass her proposal. Well, the WB Television Network is apologizing about an attempt to get people to watch its shows. Through an internet company, the network sent out fake jury summonses to promote a new candid camera type show. The emails even had what appeared to be official letterhead and warned of a $1,500 fine for not showing up. The 7 million people who got the phony summonses were not amused. New Jersey officials even thought at first it might be the work of a con artist trying to get people's social security numbers. One WB official now admits the promotional idea got, quote, a little crazy.
Oh, a little crazy. God. Well, the WB. Yeah. What do you expect them to do?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Stupid. I mean, who the hell's watching the...
Stupid idiots.
It's the WB frog. Violent figure skater Tanya Harding is about to be evicted from her 3-bedroom riverfront home in Vancouver, Washington.
What do you call her, Buzz?
Violent figure skater Tanya Harding.
Very good.
Good for you, Buzz.
The landlord says Tanya and her roommate owe him $4,500 in back rent. They've been given 3 days to either pay $1,200 of that or get out. Harding was last in court 2 years ago for hitting her boyfriend with a hubcap. Before that, she was part of an attack at the Olympics on another figure skater.
That would be Nancy Kerrigan.
You had to say it, didn't you?
Right.
Oh, thanks, D.A.
I'm sorry I was just trying to be helpful. I didn't know that I was going to set off the alarm.
You know, you knew it. You knew it.
I didn't know.
He didn't say it.
No. That's right. I said it.
Kerrigan.
Kerrigan.
Tanya had her whacked up on the kneecap.
Kneecap.
Thinks her bodyguard will take the whole rap.
The whole rap.
K-E-R-R-I-G-A-N-U-C.
You'll see.
She's on the team. She won't be cut unless she's punched right in the
guts.
Kerrigan.
Uh-huh.
That's she.
You set off the Nancy Kerrigan alarm.
I apologize to you and our listening family.
You see, that is a bad parody song we received back when those two,
very bad.
When those two girls were fighting.
Why? Why?
This just in, police say as many as six people have been shot at the Appalachian School of Law in Grundy, Virginia. We know nothing else at this time.
We're going to learn you how to be a lawyer.
Gloria Estefan's husband has been accused of making unwanted sexual advances to a man.
Oh, no.
I want to tell you something right now. This is Emilio Estefan. Is that his name, Emilio?
Yes, that's right.
This is Emilio Estefan. Michael Mara, may I tell you something?
Yes, Emilio, please share it with me.
I saw when you put your pants down moments ago when you were mentioning Sacramento.
Yes, yes.
When you were mooning the boys to give them a laugh.
Yes, I did that.
I want to tell you something.
Yes, what's that, Emilio?
Oh.
Huh?
Don't just look at it.
Oh, really?
Eat it.
Oh, God. Yes, Emilio, brush your teeth with my love.
Where is my friend Craig Wilson? From USA Today, huh?
Emilio Estefan. The star of a Venezuelan soap opera says Emilio Estefan touched him in an unwanted manner at a gym.
I touched his privacy.
And that Estefan had been asking him for sexual favors for 2 years.
Please.
Actor.
Now, eat me.
Actor Juan Carlos Diaz has been denied the restraining order that he requested, and police say he's been warned twice about trespassing on the Estefan's property.
What's his unusual name?
Juan Carlos Diaz.
Okay.
Wow.
He apparently showed up uninvited at their New Year's Eve party.
Wonder if he's any relation to Raymond Diaz.
I don't know. We got a break.
Yes.
Buzz, Mike, everybody will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
And that's all I have to say about that.
God damn it.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, call in to win now. Dial recklessly, everybody. 877-365-3636. Call 100, prize package selected especially for you. And I want to give out our fax number again.
All right.
You want the Las Vegas-style show in your home on Super Bowl Saturday. Bring the whole shebang out to where you live. Fax us a letter telling us why you deserve the Las Vegas-style show at your house. Our fax number, 1-800-636-6410. We'll read a bunch of your entries on tomorrow's episode. And I think we'll pick a winner within a week or so.
Exciting.
So we can get all the plans, the wires and the stuff. Everything hooked up. Now here is Guy Birdley.
Hi, Donna Mike. California Congressman Gary Condit is not off the hook. The New York Post says the federal grand jury investigation into Chandra Levy's disappearance is still hard at work and looking more and more at Condit. A dozen FBI agents and Justice Department lawyers are now working on the criminal case. Post sources say the feds are trying to find out if Condit knows more than he's admitted. They're also reportedly looking into his discarding of the packaging from a gift he received from another ex-girlfriend just before police searched his apartment. And they're looking again at the false document he had another former lover sign, denying that they'd had an affair.
Mm. Oh, good. I'm glad because he kind of got off the hook with when the 9/11 thing happened.
Oh, he became a memory.
All the FBI agents were assigned to look for terrorists at that time. Now things are a little more under control, and some FBI agents can be freed up to look back into this.
Is he still running?
No,
he's not running.
You know, it's vague, but no.
I thought we had a story that he was running, actually. He was going to run again.
He had a press conference out in Northern California. I think he did announce at the last minute he was going to run again.
He's going to run again.
He has filed a petition. There are some problems with that, and in the end, when it comes right down to the contest, he probably won't run.
Okay.
80s pop star Adam Ant has been sent to a psychiatric ward in London after being charged with assault and possession of a gun.
I'm the Ant. Beware.
He tells one newspaper they've
put... If I strip for you, will you strip for me? goody two shoes.
He tells a paper they've put me in the Alice in Wonderland ward because they think I'm crazy. He told the reporter he's been, quote, abducted by the police again. He said it was part of a sinister plot.
Be good for his career.
Hello!
The 47-year-old singer, whose real name is Stuart Goddard, was arrested Monday just as he was planning a comeback tour.
It's Stu Goddard here.
Hello, it's the Stu Goddard Show. I'm crazy. I'm as crazy as a mad hatter.
If I strip for you, you strip for me.
Goody-two shows.
Quoting police, he has been sectioned under the Mental Health Act.
Hey. We met him once.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
Seemed kind of queer.
Yeah, seemed a little light in his sneakers.
That old Stuart Goddard.
That's right.
In Jacksonville, Florida, a dispute between a Hooters waitress and one of her customers wound up in court. She said the customer gave her the $3,900 for breast enlargement and that he asked for nothing in return.
Was his name Scott Shannon?
He says there was a locked car running outside. He says it was a loan and he wants the money back, but a judge has ruled there was no written contract. She gets to keep the money. Interesting footnote to this story. The customer apparently first paid for the breast surgery using a credit card marked for official government travel only.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You sure it wasn't Scott Shannon?
Not positive.
Sure it was Michael Scott Shannon?
I couldn't swear to that,
You can get new breasts right now.
That's right. They're breasts. Big deal.
Jennifer Aniston's going
to
be
Your
okay.
Your breasts look so nice. I'd like to eat them like candy.
Candy.
Your nipples are big enough for five flavors of Life Savers.
Traditional five flavor.
Wintergreen.
Peppermint.
What are we missing here?
Wintergreen? Peppermint?
Peppermint? What was it? And then there, I know it ended. Oh, tropical fruit.
Tropical fruit. And traditional five flavor.
Well, I know you'll be relieved to know that Jennifer Aniston's going to be okay.
Thank God.
Yeah.
She complained of pain, but there were no apparent injuries after a Jetta backed out of a driveway and broadsided her Jaguar in Hollywood yesterday.
Return of the Jetta.
Damage was relatively minor. Nobody got hurt. Aniston drove away later under her own power.
She was rear-ended yesterday?
No, broadsided.
I don't know why the door opened there. Sorry about
What's
that.
What's the difference? I guess the difference would be broadsided is like T-boned, right?
Right, exactly.
Maybe she should take some Aniston. No charges are being filed against
the
other driver.
I like to T-bone her broadside.
I bet you would.
I really would.
She might like that. This is the second time in a year a friend star has been in an accident.
Her broadside, meaning the broadside of her, meaning the female side of her, not meaning her broadside like that side. No. Meaning,
well, they're both in the same area.
The other side.
So you could come in from that direction and still find the female area.
Mike, you know how I like it.
I understand.
Right on top.
Nobody knows better.
Girl on top. That's what I like. Aniston on top.
Aniston, after she takes her Aniston.
Matthew Perry and sits on a futon.
Didn't work a second time.
Matthew Perry.
Now I'm Eddie Arnold it again.
Matthew Perry got minor injuries when somebody plowed into his Beamer last year.
Ooh.
In sports, St. Louis quarterback Kurt Warner sat out practice today with a stomach flu. The Rams are getting ready to take on Green Bay Sunday in an NFL playoff game.
Yeah, food poisoning, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Packers doing that to him.
Warner had to have assistance during practice this week as he continues to suffer from the effects of a forearm to the throat 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so what? You got your butch wife making you some homemade remedies there, yeah, Kurt, huh?
And Chicago's defensive tackle Ted Washington has been named to the Pro Bowl as a replacement for Tampa Bay's Warren Sapp. It is not immediately clear why Sapp won't play in the game. Washington will play in his second straight Pro Bowl and fourth overall. He gives the Bears five players in the NFL's All-Star game, the most the team has sent since 1992.
Right now.
And finally, in Minnesota, the officials of White Bear Township have set up a motion detector and some floodlights. They've also stationed a sheriff's deputy near the township's water tower.
Go Bears.
They're hoping to catch whoever goes there at night to defecate.
Oh, well.
This will fix their wagon.
They've even talked about installing a porta-john at that location. Quoting one official, we don't know what's motivating the midnight pooper. I'm curious, but I just want it to stop.
We've identified him.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Time to put another one in the snow.
I do.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
You're back.
No.
That's it.
No. Got to go, GTG, ML, much love, see you tomorrow, tonight, hot balls in action, go balls, gunner balls, get some supporting the service posse of Strike Bethesda, go to www.strikebethesda.com for information,
BHMSC.
What's that?
Be happy, make somebody else.
Thank you. when he joined the folks that are sending us letters to get the Las Vegas Style Show at your home. Fax us a letter at 1-800-636-6410. Get a Las Vegas Style Show in your home on the Super Bowl weekend. That's it. We got to go on tomorrow. Another brand new episode. We'll give away another DVD player on tomorrow's show as well. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Say it.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, say it.
Say it.
Oh, no. TLDA.
Tough luck.
Toodaloo.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
I am caller 100.
There you go.
Very good.
What is your name?
My name's Rand.
Hi, where are you from?
Herndon, Virginia.
Beautiful. You won the 2-disc DVD copy of MASH, the classic Academy Award-winning film, uncut and fully restored on Fox Home Entertainment.
Great.
On Fox Home Entertainment. Own this DVD set today. Contains lots of behind-the-scenes footage.
AMF.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
To this guy.
Oh, he said AMF?
No, KMF.
KMF, which means?
Kudos, my friend.
Thank you. Hold on, please.
Thanks.
Am I ruining the show again at the end?
STFU.
What's that?
Shut the F up. No, you're
fine.
Fine.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Is here for bowling tonight. Buzz, yeah. A good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
A good day to you, sir.
G-D-T-Y-S.
I said good day. And Rob, can you?
K-Y-B-K.
Can you be kind? Throw your hat in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore, throw it. YFS. You fags suck.
Hey!
We will see you tomorrow.
SLMF.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. Let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.